picturesque afternoon at the ballpark here in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Carolina League Baseball on deck between the Augusta Green Jackets and the Kannapolis Cannonballers in game six of the six-game set. My name is Noah Adcock. How is this the kind of weather that makes you feel alive? And as the Sunday crowd continues to file into Atrium Health Ballpark, Green Jackets looking to salvage a series split. Fell in the first three games of the series, put up just one run in each of those three contests, but the offense has rebounded and the pitching has continued to be fantastic. Green Jackets won 6-4 on Friday and coming off their first shutout of the season, a 6-0 victory yesterday, paced by fantastic pitching from the combination of Adam Meyer and Mitch Ferris. Meyer in just his second professional start, 5 innings, 2 hits, 6 strikeouts without a walk or a run scored. 2022 seventh round pick out of Oregon continues to develop and continues to work his professional campaign, and he was equalized and almost superseded by Mitch Ferris. Ferris was the Sunday starter last week, came in as a piggyback starter off of Meyer yesterday and worked the final 4 frames, 3 hits, 7 strikeouts, tying his career high from the end of last season. His changeup moving with more depth than he's ever seen from the left-hand side, and Ferris was positively flummoxing the entirety of the Cannonballer offense. Green Jackets turn to a familiar face. It's the second appearance and first start of the week for left-hander Riley Fry out of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. The lefty made 5 starts for the Green Jackets last season, was up and down, decent command. That was usually his calling card, 1-1 with a 5.57 ERA. He made his season debut on Tuesday evening, and during that game went 2 unearned runs in those 2 frames. Fry, a traditional starter, was all-conference in the Horizon League 3 straight years with the Milwaukee Panthers. And his number on the opposite side, a fellow Midwestern arm, the undrafted righty out of SIU Edwardsville, Jake Bockenstedt, makes his 2nd start of the season for the Cannonballers. Took the loss 7 days ago in the opening series against the Charleston River Dogs for the Cannonballers. Got hit around a little bit, but the product of SIUE does not miss many bats, but when he's in the zone, he can be very effective, induces soft contact more often than not. It's when he's in the big part of the zone with his 4-pitch mix that he can run into a bit of trouble. Fastball, curve, cut, and splitter. Winston Sawyer, the manager of the Green Jackets, has a very familiar lineup. Luis Sanchez gets his first day off of the week, but it's a righty-heavy lineup for the Green Jackets, who put up 6 runs in each of the last 2 games. Isaiah Drake back leading off. Grady Benitez Compton 2-3-4 for the 2nd night in a row. Will Verdung played 2nd yesterday for the first time. He's back at 1st base today. Lakehair Figueroa is now at 2nd. Cade Kern in left field, up 1 spot in the order after going 3-for-4. Was a triple away from the cycle yesterday. It was fantastic, including the first home run of the year for the Green Jackets. A moonshot to deep left field, way into the Carolina night. Cam McGee's at 3rd for the 2nd time this season. And back-to-back nights behind the dish for Alexander Martinez. Don't always see a catcher behind the plate 2 games in a row, especially a day game after a night game. But Martinez has been solid defensively, and that's he gets his 3rd start of the week, officially getting a 3-3 split with Jacob Gonman. Cannonballers changing some things up, giving some off days to a pair of crucial players for the first time this week. Rony Hernandez and Albertson Asian are out of the lineup for Patrick Leland in his 2nd year as the skipper of the Cannonballers. Riku Nishida's back at 2nd base for the 2nd time this week. Arxie Hernandez up from the cleanup spot hitting 2nd. Caden Connor still hitting 3rd. He's in right field today. Luis Pineda's the DH. He was behind the plate yesterday. Matt Hogan's out in center. Juan Gonzalez catching for the first time this week. Saw him at the DH spot 2 days ago. And he went 1-for-4. Mikey Cain's at 1st. Edric Felix is at 3rd. And Alvaro Aguero makes his 2nd start against the Augusta Green Jackets here on this Masters Sunday. Green Jackets are 2-3 here. They are 4-4 overall. A 3-way tie for 2nd in the South Division of the Carolina League. Both Fayetteville and Columbia are 5-3 at the top. The Fireflies have won 4 straight against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, 4 out of 5 overall this week. But Augusta, Kannapolis, and the Charleston River Dogs all even at 500. Myrtle Beach a couple games back at 2-6. On the other side of the North, the Carolina Mudcats, who come to Augusta next week for a 6-game set, are 7-1. They've been winning handedly at seemingly every opportunity. Fred Nats are 6-2. They're a game back on the north side. Salem's 5-3. Salem's won five straight after being swept on opening weekend. Down east is at 500, 4-4. Lynchburg 2-6. They've won two of the last three against the Freddies, however. And Delmarva, still winless. Old friend of the Green Jackets, Mitchell Speltz, in his second year as the voice up there after handling radio duties here in 2022. And he's yet to see a W for the fellas from Purdue Stadium. Shorebirds out there in Salisbury, Maryland, sitting seven games back of the lead, winless 0-8. We're just outside Salisbury, North Carolina, here in Kannapolis City. And just a couple minutes from getting ready to go. Whatever you're doing, however you're tuning in, we hope you are either outside or at least have a window open. It's fantastic weather up and down the coast. And arguably the best night we've had for baseball. Weather looks good for most of next week when we'll be back home. Green Jackets hosting the Mudcats for 6 at SRP. Following this, Kannapolis goes on the road to take on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Umpires tonight, Perry Swartz is behind the dish. Dominic Romero is out in the field. Two-man rotation continue to bounce back and forth from each other. Swartz a bit more consistent behind the plate. At least he was through his first two appearances. One key piece to note pregame once again. If you're just tuning in for the first time this week, pitching coach Elvin Nina is unavailable this week. So it's been pitching coach by committee, but for the last couple days, it's been Bo Henning, one of the Braves affiliate pitching coordinators in the organization who's been serving as the pitching coach and working with the young arms. Henning's been around the game for the last few years. Winston Sawyer, Patrick Leland just now getting themselves to the exchanging of the lineup cards. No full confirmation on who will be behind Riley Fry. There's no designated pivot man, nobody to piggyback. There's no second starter. But with Fry in his first start of the season, you figure he'll be looking at about 60, 65 pitches, good 4-5 innings. He's usually smart about keeping his pitch count down, works to contact well. He'll notch his fair share of strikeouts when he gets in a groove, Fry throwing four different pitches, fastball, sinker, sweeper, and changeup. A lot of movement on that sweeping off-speed pitch. We expect to see Adel Delaney and Heomar Diaz, who we have not seen yet this week. Saw Heomar early this week, but Adel still just one appearance. Looking at some of the other guys who have yet to make multiple, Luis Vargas went multiple innings, went three innings in the loss on Wednesday, so he could be eligible to bounce back. No guarantee either direction, though. McDonough's worked short amounts of time. Could see Zach Austin as well. A lot of opportunities. Green Jackets used just two pitchers yesterday. They were the starter and the piggyback arm. So there's everybody healthy, available, and ready. Even the night before, it was Seth Keller for an inning and a third and Bo Phillip for two innings. Phillip probably could go if needed, but there's so many opportunities available, it's doubtful that they'll need to. Green Jackets back in the road grays with the green numbers and lettering across the front for the second game in a row. They've been in the grays all six games, but for the second game, it's the green hats on top. Complimenting nicely against the home whites for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Wore their alternate navy blue jerseys yesterday. But they're in the all-white with the navy blue cannonballer riding across the front. The red belts, red socks, and everything else accenting. Tricolor navy, white, and red hats over top with the red bill. Cannonballers take the field. And we're just about ready to send it down to the playing surface for the singing of the national anthem here on a Sunday getaway day. And there is no better place to be than the ballpark. the young octet from HD Melodies going for the anthem today. A beautiful rendition. Really nothing but solid national anthem so far this season, both at home and abroad. Never want to be the one to go viral, and HD Melodies does a great little job with it. Cannonballers take the field. Jake Bockenstedt is on the mound. Second start of the season for Bockenstedt. He's 0-1. Got roughed up a little bit by a very southpaw-dominant lineup in his time at Charleston this past weekend. All told in that game, 4 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, a walk, 6 Ks, and a home run allowed in the loss. So a 6.75 ERA. But it was just his first professional start. Made 5 appearances as a reliever in the Arizona Complex League last season. He bounced back and forth across his college career between the rotation and the bullpen. 3 years at SIU Edwardsville after 2 seasons at Southeastern Community College in Iowa. Showed a swingman role, and for now they're going to look to strike him out and stretch him into a full-fledged starter. Bockenstedt, fastball, curveball, cutter, and splitter. Had decent strikeout numbers at Edwardsville. 6 Ks in 4 innings were solid at Charleston. He'll get a chance to work against much more righty-heavy lineup. Green Jackets have 1-2 lefties and 2 switch hitters. Grady and Compton each hitting from the southpaw side. Cam McGee and Isaiah Drake each the lefties in the order. One more time if you missed it. Lineup for the Jackets, Drake, Grady, Benitez, Compton, same top four as yesterday. Will Verdung hitting fifth, playing first today. Lakeair Figueroa moves over to second base. Cade Kern in left after a 3-hit evening. Cam McGee back in the lineup at third base. And Alexander Martinez doing the catching for the second night in a row. Bockenstedt, originally out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, steps in here in Kannapolis. And we're ready to go, 1:33. Bockenstedt from the windup, and let's have a Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. First pitch cut through by Isaiah Drake. Fastball in the inside corner at 91. Drake's had a strikeout heavy week, still looking to find that plus contact. A work in progress early in the season. Fastball fouled back at the top of the zone. Isaiah 2-for-16 with 7 punch outs. He's been working heavily with hitting coach Einar Diaz. There's just a lot of things they're making small tweaks upon. And you're seeing that particular progress happening right in front of you. 0-2. And Drake late on a fastball high. 3 straight fastballs to punch out Isaiah Drake to start the day. Defense for the Cannonballers. Aguero, Hogan, and Caden Connor are the outfielders from left to right. Edric Felix at third. Arcy Hernandez at short. Riku Nishida at second. Mikey Kane at first, with Juan Gonzalez catching for the first time this year. No Albert Senecia, no Rony Hernandez in the lineup for the Cannonballers. Here's Jace Grady. Grady first pitch swinging at a mighty 12-6 curveball. Up straight down the hill. 4 pitches, 4 strikes as Grady tipped that one off the body of the catcher Gonzalez. Grady 4-for-16 this week, including 1-for-4 yesterday. Jace from the left side is a switch hitter. Fastball catches the outside corner. Fastball, curve, cut, and splitter. Been mixing the fastball and cutter equally. Outfield shifted to the opposite direction. 0-2 on Jace Grady. High target. And spurred towards third, but just foul as it rushes down the left field line. Hits off the side wall. Much like back home in Augusta, the bullpens are in play here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Green Jackets on the third base side. Kannapolis on the first base side. 0-2 on the right fielder. Shuffle of the glove from Bockenstedt, and he delivers a fastball high off the mitt of Gonzalez into the backstop. First miss outside the zone. Grady does not oblige, and it's 1-2. Also like at SRP Park, once you get past the bullpens beyond the dugout, the wall juts towards the foul line very quickly. Go from a lot of room to none whatsoever, seemingly. 1-2 curve, late decision to swing, but the right one fouled back. Grady sees the breaking ball at 77. Bockenstedt, a high spin curveball, gets good depth to the off speed. Here's the 1-2. Curveball again, swing and a miss, strike 3, doubled up. That one much farther down. Bockenstedt, 2 batters, 2 strikeouts. Fastball is 91-94. High slot and a long arm action. Makes it tough to lay off at the top of the zone. The breaking ball, high spin, and it tunnels with the fastball well. Those are the two primary offerings he'll go with. Here's Diego Benitez, the shortstop, hitting for the first time today, and he chases the first cut slider of the afternoon at 87. Listed as a slider in the scouting report, a cutter in the game notes. It spins like a slider but has the velocity of a cut fastball. Mockenstedt decides to double up. This one down to 85 and misses low and away. Yet to see the splitter so far. Been fastball, curveball heavy. First righty of the day faced by Mockenstedt. Benitez back at short after DHing yesterday. Leaves it off the inside corner. Called a strike on the curve. 1-2. Time is called by Diego Benitez. He'll adjust the light blue batting gloves. Hitting from the right side. Mockenstedt working to strike out the side. Had 6 Ks in 4 innings in Charleston. 2-2 batters. Mockenstedt flutters the all-black glove. Target at the knees. Breaking ball hammered past the third base coaching box. That one hung, and Mockenstedt got away with it. Thigh high 76. Diego Benitez just a little bit out in front. He was the victim of high fastballs galore yesterday. Went chasing a ton up top. Another off-speed fouled off the very top of the suite levels here in the 200 section beyond the press box. There was the cut slider on the outside corner. Benitez has yet to see a fastball. This will be the 6th pitch of the AB. Juan Gonzalez giving the signs from behind the dish. Target centered up. Mockenstedt delivers and in the dirt off the body of Gonzalez. It ricochets over towards the on-deck circle where Drew Compton lies in wait. 2-2, Benitez continues to do a strong job this season of seeing pitches. Diego hitting 273. 2-2. Slider hit to third again and just foul. Benitez a little bit out in front on a couple different off-speeds now. And allow me to correct myself, that was the splitter for the first time. It's a split changeup, so low spin rate, good depth to it. And about a 5-mile-an-hour difference in velocity compared to the fastball. The at-bat continues. Pitch number 8, high target. Fastball swing and a miss. Benitez finally sees a heater, and it burns past him at 92 miles an hour. Striking out the side for Jake Mockenstedt. He does his job exactly what he was looking to do. And now we'll go on to the bottom half of inning number 1. Riley Fry for his first start of 2024.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets down in order in the top of the first as we take a look at the Cannonballer lineup. Riku Nishida leading off, followed by Arcy Hernandez up from the cleanup spot to the 2. Caden Connor third, Luis Pineda fourth, Matt Hogan in center, Juan Gonzalez the catcher, Mikey Kane, Edric Felix, Alvaro Aguero rounded out against the lefty Riley Frey out of the University of Milwaukee. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Riku Nishida is fouled away. Came in at 86. Fry fastball, sinker, sweeper, changeup, facing a lefty for the first time. Crossbody delivery, and Nishida pulls back, called a strike below the knees. Nishida will ask for his time. Patrick Leland can't believe that was called a strike. He wants to know if it was on the presentation of the bunt or on the location. Martinez did not present that whatsoever. Looked to be a little bit low and outside, but it's so hard to find your strike zone as an umpire early, but especially when the first hitter you see in the bottom of the first is 5'6". Swartz, standing substantially taller than that as the home plate umpire, had to get down and dirty to see the angle. 0-2 from Fry misses up and in. Sweeper to the arm side. Fry, the second lefty starter of the season, first of the week for the Augusta Green Jackets. Fires across his body and misses downstairs with 89. Riley, 5 appearances after being drafted in the 19th round last year out of Milwaukee. Went 1-1 with an ERA, a little bit above 5.5. Cued back to the mound. Fry makes the play, lofts it over to first base. Verdung the stretch for out number one. Always dangerous, Riku Nishida is retired, and you hear a nice little round of applause from the family-oriented Sunday crowd as the Bat Dog Casey been getting a lot of work and a lot of new fans at the start of this season. Arxie Hernandez has hit cleanup in every game but one this series. Now he's up at the two spot. Called a strike on the outside corner, sinker at 89 from Riley Fry. Arxie gets a promotion despite some subpar work this week. 2-for-16 with 8 strikeouts. Sweeper, back door, 0-2. Fry works quick when he's in the zone. Just attacks with everything he's got. Will mix any of his 4 offerings at any time. 0-2. Low pitch inside out towards right field, and it's into the outfield grass. Change up below the knees. And he's able to, at the last possible second, inside out it, past an outstretched glove of Lakehair Figueroa, the second baseman who was swung towards second base. Arxie has his 3rd hit of the week and 1st hit of the day for either team. As Caden Connor steps in, we'll take a look at the defense for the Green Jackets. Kern, Jake, and Grady across the outfield. McGee and Verdung on the infield corners. Benitez and Figueroa trying to turn 2 up the middle with Alexander Martinez behind the dish. First pitch fastball misses high to the left-handed hitting Caden Connor. Connor with 4 RBIs this week, but 3-for-17 on the average, has been productive in the opportunities he's been given. Late on a fastball and fouls it away. Ball and a strike on the right fielder out of Fullerton State. Connor from California, went to school with the Mighty Titans program. Had a long run of success as one of the prime mid-majors on the West Coast in the early 2000s. Fry shows his first pickoff move of the day. Hernandez back with a dive. Arxie Hernandez runs decently but has not tried to steal very often this week. Green Jackets infield swung to the pole side while also respecting the need for a potential double play. One on, one out. Cracked into right center field. That one's drilled out towards the track. Looking up, it's off the base of the wall. Drake leaps up and fires in. Throw into the cutoff man is bobbled by Benitez. And coming home to score is Arxie Hernandez. It's an RBI double for Caden Connor. His 5th run driven in this week. Hanging sweeper lefty-lefty. He left it middle-middle. Isaiah went sprinting out to center to the deepest part of the park, was able to barehand it off the wall. The throw short hop to the shortstop, Diego Benitez, and Benitez just couldn't make a clean catch. It was an aggressive send initially of Arxie Hernandez from Patrick Leland, but there ended up being no play at the plate. First pitch changeup, Pineda swings through it. This is Luis Pineda, the designated hitter. Was the catcher last night. He's the best defensive catcher on the roster. With a plus arm back there, but he's the DH today. Stands very deep in the box. Check of the runner at second. 3-quarter swing, and he did go. Already once this week, we've seen Luis Pineda get an official warning from the umpires regarding his stance in the batter's box. The insole of his right foot, the back foot from the right-hand side, is barely touching that white line. And now he will get another warning. He continues to flirt with that. Generally, umpires will be 50-50. Some will give you a warning, some won't. And now Patrick Leland has an issue with his batter being told what to do. So there was no reason for him to have to do that. That's Perry Swartz, a young umpire, trying to help a young hitter so he does not get called out. Because if you make contact with the ball and you're not in the batter's box with one of your feet, then it's an automatic out, whether the ball goes 5 feet or 500. I'm not sure why Patrick Leland took exception to an umpire who was doing something that very clearly benefits only his team. But now he's been placated, and we're back to work. 0-2, chop to third base. McGee makes the catch, fires strong onto first base for out number two. Cannonballers leading 1-0 in the first. They strike first for the fourth time in six games, and first in the last three. One out, RBI double from Caden Connor off the base of the fence in center field, scored Arxie Hernandez from first. After pitcher Jake Bockenstedt was able to set the tone by striking out the side in the top half. Third lefty in five batters to face Riley Fry is Matt Hogan, the center fielder. Fry from the stretch, sweeper off the outside corner at 80 miles an hour. Sweeper is usually 79 to 81. Good spin, and the reason it's a sweeper rather than a traditional slider, nice soft movement with extra tilt to the horizontal side, so it'll go glove side with ease. Doubles back with a sinker below the knees at 1-1. Hogan's 1-for-9 this week, but that one was a solo homer, the only home run blast of the season so far for the Cannonballers. Both these teams have left the yard just once. It was Cade Kern yesterday for the Green Jackets. Sweeper low and away, ball two. Hogan has also walked three times, so he's been on base in a handful of occasions. Been up and down the order, usually in the bottom half. Riley Fry stops from the third base side of the rubber. Crossbody delivery popped up. Fry seems on paper and to the naked eye like he would be a difficult at-bat for same-sided hitters. He starts on the third base side of the rubber rather than the first, which would only exacerbate the issue. But throwing a little bit crossbody, it can feel like that ball, especially on the sweepers, are starting at behind you or at your back hip and then rushing across. 2-2 in the dirt, ball three. Runner at second stays put. Caden Connor watched Martinez swallow that one up. Nobody at first. Connor doesn't have to go, but if he is moving, he'll be guaranteed to score on any hit to the outfield. Kern, the most shallow of the three outfielders. Kern, Drake, and Grady. Drake and Grady both each deep. And playing to the opposite field. Grady giving up the entirety of the right field line. 3-2. Hit towards first. Backhanded by Compton. He'll flip to Fry, and he steps on the bag a half second before Hogan gets there, who was running hard out of the box on the left-hand batter's box. Two men reach, and one man scores. First knock of the game comes from the blow from Caden Connor. A double, an RBI, and a 1-0 lead for Kannapolis.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop, located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
1-0 Cannonballers after the first. Jake Bockenstedt back to work after striking out three batters in quick succession to begin the ball game. Nobody has reached, nobody has made contact, at least in fair territory so far. He'll be greeted by a switch hitter and then a pair of righties. Drew Compton, Wilver Dung, and Lakehair Figueroa are due up. As before, Compton can step in. Time is called There's a bat weight that was left outside the Cannonballer dugout in the on-deck circle on the first base side, so the bat boy has to run that down, and now we are all safe to play. Compton hitting from the left side as a switch hitter, and a first pitch misses high and arm side from the right-handed Bakkenstedt, 1-0. Compton 4 for 14 this week, went 1 for 4 yesterday with a double. Stands in the back part of the box and on the line. Sees one center cut, fastball at 92. Compton just shakes his head a little bit, not certain why he didn't swing at that, at least in his own mind. Now back to work on a ball and a strike. Target is low from the catcher, Gonzalez. Three-quarter swing on a curveball had him fooled. That is the best individual pitch that Bakkenstedt has. The 12-6 curve has so much spin to it that it just continues to fall off the table. Old-school bender from the righty. 1-2. Fastball clobbered but foul. The fastball and curveball pair well off of each other, especially the fastball to the top of the zone and then the 12-6 curve that looks like it's going to be there out of the hand and then drops to either the bottom or below the zone. 1-2 on Compton. Target is at the knees. Curveball cracked into right field, hanging up, circling, and the catch is made by Caden Connor. Ball had some two-seam run off the bat. Connor darting to his glove side towards the right field line, then has to change course and run straight forward. Makes the catch, and another hard hit out for Drew Compton. Swinging a solid bat this season so far. Despite hitting under 200, four up, four down, here's Will Verdung. Verdung back at first base today. First pitch fouled off on a cutter at 88. Verdung showing off more of a utility role, has played first, DH, and second base, despite being a second baseman and shortstop naturally by trade. Bakkenstedt from the windup. Big slow release and misses down with a curveball. Still too early to tell, but we're trying to see if there's any sort of pattern with Bakkenstedt. There are certain pitches where he flares that black glove before he pitches and certain ones where he doesn't do it, at least as demonstratively. 1-1. Called a strike on the outside corner. Cut slider finds the outer edge. Verdung just watching so far, 1-2. Green Jackets looking for their first base runner of the day here in the top of the second. Outfield a little bit to the pull side on the righty, Verdung. Fastball upstairs, called strike three. Verdung saw that one above the letters. Perry Swartz saw it differently. It's the fourth strikeout in five batters. Swartz's zone is usually pretty consistent wide, but he can get a little bit extended both up and down. That'll go for both sides. Verdung has been victim to an overly patient eye a handful of times this week, where it wasn't a traditional strike, but it was for the umpire that day. Here's Lakeair Figueroa, first pitch swinging at a curveball. He's a country mile out in front. Figueroa yesterday was either 2-for-4 or 3-for-4. We're currently working on the score sheet and whether that gets officially updated on the ground of the third base coaching box, 0-2. Figueroa reached on what everyone up here except for the official scorer thought was a clean single on a sliding attempt from Arxy Hernandez, but the official scorer deciding that it was an E6. Believe that will get overturned, but it all comes down to the pride of the youngest scorekeeper in minor league baseball. Breaking ball, strike three, 5 Ks in six batters to start off the day for Jake Bakkenstedt. That's how you get a bounce-back start after a loss last week. Two hitless innings, and the Cannonballers back to hit, leading 1-0.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Jake Bockenstedt's already on cruise control. Riley Fry still looking to find that gear. Allowed a run on two hits in the bottom of the first. He'll now face 6, 7, and 8, paced by Juan Gonzalez, the catcher, making his second appearance of the week and first behind the dish. Gonzalez 1-for-4 in the only game he played thus far. Came in as the DH in the Friday night game. That was the first loss of the week for Kannapolis. Had handed the Green Jackets 3 consecutive L's to start the series. Gonzalez taking his time, stepping in. Fry was at the windup just waiting. Finally delivers, and a first pitch sweeper misses inside. Fry again working quick. Gonzalez was paced, and he floats it down the left field line, but off the sidewall, foul. Riley Fry is coming to that stopping point in the windup where he stands askew, perpendicular to home plate. Like how you would from out of the stretch, but because the first step is back rather than straight up, it's still a windup that he comes out of. 1-1 finds the outside corner. Good sweeping slider to the outer edge. Gonzalez now knows that he has to step back in quickly. He's adjusted his pace accordingly. 1-2. Fry delivers in the dirt with a changeup. There's moving quick and there's rushing, and that might have been the latter. Gonzalez, another line in the Kannapolis ballers lineup that just continues to sit right at the very back of the box along the white stripe. Sweeper fouled into the net. Mikey Kane and Edrick Felix are on deck and in the hole respectively. 6, 7, 8. Cannonballers, for as well as they've scored this week, a lot of players with subpar offensive numbers against the Green Jackets pitching staff. Another slider fouled away. Green Jackets have committed a handful of errors this week. Jackets are at 16 errors in 6 games and counting. And the Cannonballers, to their credit, have taken advantage time and again, whether it's ground outs, errors, small ball, whatever they've had to do to put the pressure on the Augusta defense. 2-2 fastball called, strike 3 at the top of the zone. First strikeout of the night for Riley Fry. Mikey Kane, the first baseman, comes in. He's 1-for-13 with 6 strikeouts this week. Kane stands open from the right side. First pitch, a sweeper from Fry downstairs. Riley standing on the third base side of the rubber and comes down in the cross body. Fastball sinking to the inside corner. Makes the count 1-1. He's moving aggressively and moving quickly as well. Fry shakes once, then twice. Martinez sets the target down and the changeup misses low and away. Kane out of Oregon State, drafted in the 17th round. Premier Pac-12, now Pac-2 program. Sweeper below the bat of Kane, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Oregon State baseball, one of the strongest individual programs in those two schools that were left out in the cold in realignment, Washington State and Oregon State. 2-2 to Kane, driven deep into left field, in towards the corner, and it's off the wall for a base hit. Kane flying into second base. The throw is late coming in from Cade Kern, and it's a full count, one out double for Mikey Kane. Second extra base hit of the day already for the Cannonballers through 7 hitters. Another slider that stayed up for Fry, and it was turned upon by Kane with a vengeance. Another man in scoring position for the Cannonballers. Edrick Felix now in, looking to join the hit parade. He's 0-for-10 this week. Felix from the right side playing third today, can also play some second base. Change up away, 1-0. It's Felix and Aguero here at the bottom of the order. Fry would like to get those in 1-2 succession, not having to deal with Nishida who's such a pesky hitter at the top. Changeup called a strike, 1-1 on Edrick Felix. Nice moment for him pregame. His father, Edgar, was able to make the drive up throughout the first pitch. First time he's seen him play in a while for the Florida native. Fouled away by Felix. Edrick Felix, originally out of Puerto Rico, went to school at Florida Gulf Coast. Briefly cross pass with green jacket arm, LJ McDonough. 1-2, Fry takes a look at second base, comes home, and misses high with a changeup. Slowed the arm down a little bit there. Fry's been forced to go deep into some more counts than he'd like to early. Breeze picking up ever so slightly, blowing out towards right field. Felix swings through and tips it into the mitt. Second strikeout of the inning for Riley Fry. Two punch outs, bookending that one out double so far. Here's Alvaro Aguero, the last man to reach the batter circle. Aguero 2-for-4 in his only appearance this week. Aguero 0-for-4 in the opening weekend, so a nice 250 number, 2-for-8 so far. Just his third game played out of 9 available. Broken bat, flare into shallow left field. It's down. They're going to send him at the plate. Kern comes up firing. The throw is cut off. Martinez can't believe it. He was trying to have McGee let that go through. It would have been a bang-bang play. Cam McGee cuts it off, and it's an RBI single for Alvaro Aguero, his first RBI of 2024. Kern put a strong throw on that one. It was maybe going to be up the first base line a little bit, but Martinez thought it was well positioned for him to make a snap tag. He doesn't get that chance. Miscommunication between Martinez and McGee. Cannonballers double the lead, 2-0 after two. Riku Nishida started the day with a bouncer to the pitcher. Hitting with two outs and a man at first base. Aguero going first pitch. Martinez, a good throw down, and it skips into center field. Benitez can't make the catch on the short hop. The runner moves up to third base. That should go as a stolen base in an E2. Martinez chucks it into the outfield, and the defense is not helping out Fry. Aguero got a very subpar jump. Martinez, even with a bit of a slow transition by his standards, if that throws on the money or bounces a little bit earlier, it's a quick tag for Benitez, and Aguero's out by a step. Instead, the ball goes into center field. Nishida crowding the plate, as he often does, nearly got hit with the slider. Left it back to the arm side, 1-1. Martinez with his first error of the season and the first successful stolen base against him. Foul tip into the mitt by Nishida, 1-2. Cannonball is just trying to keep that pressure on, extend the lead. The more Bockenstedt settles in, the higher the number tends to feel. 1-2. Slider poked away, foul by Riku Nishida. A two-run lead can sometimes feel like 6, 7, or 8 when you're as locked in on the mound as Jake Bockenstedt is. The Green Jackets trying to keep it here at that deficit of 2, and then because it is early, see if either the bottom of the order or the second time through, Augusta's offense can potentially put some pressure on Bockenstedt, who struck out 5 of the 6 batters he's faced. Fastball out, 2 balls and 2 strikes on today's second baseman. Nishida played second primarily at Oregon, transitioned to the outfield in the professional role. Sinker out, ball 3. Nishida, a very patient hitter, has walked 4 times in 23 plate appearances this week. Stands deep in the box, open and crowding, 3-2. Hit towards third, foul coaching box picked up by Patrick Leland. He'll see at least his 7th pitch. Continuing to make Riley Fry work. Fry's through 45 pitches in an inning and 2/3. And he will do at least one more. Fastball at 89 on the outer edge. Had a little bit of cut to it almost. Not intentional on the four-seamer. But it doesn't much matter as Nishida is able to get it. And now time is called. Martinez out to the mound to talk with Riley Fry. First time Fry and Martinez have worked together. Martinez was in the FCL last year when Fry made his debut with the Green Jackets. And Fry in the opener this week was working with Jacob Godman behind the plate. So they're still starting to get on the same page. Three balls, two strikes on Nishida. On the ground to third, McGee has to hurry. Nishida can fly, and he is out. Helmet comes flying off, and Nishida sprinting his way down the line. McGee, a nice throw, but the damage is done once more. Kane the double, Aguero the single, and for the second frame in a row, it's a one spot for Kannapolis. 2-0 after two in favor of the home side.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Green Jackets hitless through the first two. Trailing 2-0 after a one spot in each of the first two frames from Kannapolis. Bottom third in the order due to hit. Kern, McGee, Martinez, 7-8-9. Right, left, right against the right-hander Jake Bockenstedt. Breeze is blowing a bit more substantially, at least up at our level. Whipping its way through the concourse and moving out towards right center field. First pitch to Cade Kern. Chops softly to third base. Adric Felix charging and it goes underneath his mitt. Didn't get the glove down in time, had it at knee height and then at the last second. Tried to helicopter land it right on the ball. Goes underneath. It's called, for now, TBD. They put it as an error for the Green Jackets. That might be force of habit for now, but that's not who it actually was on. So it's an E5. Cade Kern gets on for the first time today. Cam McGee now hitting from the left side. First pitch to McGee. Breaking ball misses low and in. Cam's 3-for-11 with a pair of steals and a pair of runs driven in across four games now this week. Earning himself more and more play time in a crowded Green Jackets infield full of prospects. Kern shuffles off. McGee showed bunt pulled back as the curveball found the outside corner. 1-1. Combination of Felix being deep at third and having already made an error. Not a bad idea to potentially challenge him and see what he can do if you can get it down that way. Bockenstedt, a very athletic pitcher, can field his position too. 1-1, Kern is trying to time up, and they will pick over. He is leaning, and he is safe. Mikey Kane with a good snap tag, but Bockenstedt, he got the foot off quickly. If he would have immediately released on the pickoff, believe that Kern would have been dead to rights. Kern froze, but so did Bockenstedt, and a late pickoff cost him out number one. Kern still with a big lead, this time not going. On the ground to second, Nishida has a chance for two. To short for one, that's the only play, and he's safe. They're going to say he came off the bag. Arcy Hernandez is shocked. They'll say he pulled his right foot off the bag early. And Patrick Leland is barking from the dugout at Dominic Romero. Leland takes after his father, Jim. His whole YouTube page is dedicated to Jim Leland ejections. We'll see if we see anything from Patrick, but he's already not happy. And after a disappointing game in his mindset from the umpires yesterday, he was mad with the field umpire yesterday, Perry Swartz, on a couple bang-bang stolen bases. Now that's called an error. They're waiting to confirm if that will be a fielder's choice or an error officially. The digital scoreboard in Wright has put it up as an E somebody. They haven't designated who it would be on, but the Green Jackets have their best and brightest chance of the game. Two on, nobody out after a pair of soft contact knocks. Alexander Martinez looking for his first hit of the season. Big lead at second from Kern. First pitch curve at the top of the zone. No balls and a strike on the Green Jacket backstop. Kern at second, McGee at first. Both have plus speed. Corner infielders are halfway in. See if Martinez wants to do anything small ball. He's out in front and fouls it back. Got the cutter and just speared it over the net. Bockenstedt snaps the black glove in to catch the return throw from the backstop. Gonzalez firing it in. Bockenstedt's a bit frustrated with how this frame has begun. He had been on autopilot. Big leads at second and first from Kern and McGee. 0-2 on the nine-man Martinez. Kern walking off of second, trying to time it up, and there is a balk that's called. It was a double clutch, a miscue on a time pick. Nishida was there, and a little flinch of the front leg from the arm. Jake Bockenstedt moves both runners up 90 feet. It's officially been called a fielder's choice and then an E4. So it's an error and a fielder's choice. And now a balk moves the runners over. Things are getting sloppy here for the Cannonballers. Error, error, balk. Second at third, nobody out. Still 0-2 on Martinez. High target. Fastball. He went around. Martinez was going back to talk and just get his practice swing, and without an appeal, Perry Swartz says he went. Winston Sawyer halfway out of the third base coaching box. You see the same umpires for six consecutive games. Either you get chummy or the nerves get frayed real quick, and it's been fully the latter this afternoon. Fifth strikeout of the day for Bockenstedt. Here's Isaiah Drake. Hasn't been a day where either Dominic Romero or Perry Swartz hasn't had an earful from both benches. First pitch to Drake, check swing, a little excuse me ground ball towards third base, and it's foul out of play, 0-1. Infield is back, outfield is deep. If Isaiah can put one in play, he can get the Green Jackets on the board. 0-1, fastball misses outside, Gonzalez goes lunging that way. Bockenstedt at 38 pitches, 31 strikes, over 75% in the zone. When he's been out, he's normally gotten a chase. Ball and a strike on the Green Jacket center fielder, Isaiah Drake, leadoff man hitting for the second time. Slider misses outside, correction, the changeup misses outside, 2-1. Thought the corner infielders with Kane and Felix might be up. Kane at first is definitely not. Felix has now moved a little bit closer to the cutoff over at third base. Big leads at both bases. Breaking ball off the outside corner. 3-1 on Isaiah Drake. A walk would load the bases for Jace Grady. Would also put a force anywhere. Right now, the only play would be at first base. Two base runners, but no hits so far for the Green Jackets. 3-1 on Isaiah Drake. Curveball to the outside corner. When you talk about having the confidence to throw an off-speed in any count, that's 3-1 righty to lefty, an opposite-handed matchup. Bockenstedt just knows what his best pitch is and able to loop a curve in to go full. See where he goes from here. Target is high on Isaiah Drake. Fastball misses. Out, ball four. Drake walks for the second time in as many nights, and the bases are loaded for Jace Grady. Time is called. Blake Hickman, the pitching coach, out to check on Bockenstedt, who's had a bit of a longer inning through no fault of his own. You could make the argument he should be already done with this frame before this batter even hit. Kern reached on an E5 to start the top of the third. Would have been a tough play for a charging Edrick Felix, but he just never got the glove down, so we never got to see how close it would have been. McGee then reaches on what would have been a fielder's choice, what was called a fielder's choice, because there was no way Cam McGee would be doubled up there on a soft ground ball to second. But Riku Nishida, in just his second game at second base this season, tossed one that was not overly offline, but pulled Arxy Hernandez off the bag early. Hernandez got a bit too trigger happy trying to turn the double play. He came off the base before the slide of Cade Kern. That got McGee on first. Both of them moved up with the balk from Bach instead. Now Drake has walked to load them with one out. Third baseman in, everybody else back. First pitch to Jace Grady is a curveball on the outer edge. Grady went down swinging in the first. One of six strikeout victims the first trip through the order for Augusta. Outfield is deep. Infield looking to turn two. Fastball chopped towards shortstop. Only play is at first base. Hernandez fires across the diamond for out number one, but the Green Jackets get themselves on the board. RBI ground out for Jace Grady. That's his first RBI of the week. Kern scores. McGee over to third, and Isaiah up to second base. Diego Benitez will look to tie or take the lead here. Green Jackets still trailing, but they're on the board 2-1. Benitez had a 9-pitch at bat to end the first, but went down chasing a high fastball. It was the only heater he saw in the AB. Big lead at second for Isaiah Drake. First pitch to Benitez, a curveball behind the head of Diego Benitez. A pump fake back to third base from Gonzalez. McGee wasn't sure where the third baseman was, so he dives back in, and a little nod from Gonzalez, feeling that he made that happen himself. 1-0 after the curveball narrowly avoids the helmet of the 19-year-old shortstop. Doubles back up with it, but this time low and away. An overcorrection. Mock and step behind 2-0. After the walk and the ground out, we're in the same situation we were two batters ago. Runners at second and third. The only difference is now there's two outs and one run on the board for Augusta. Green Jackets looking for a multi-run inning. Those have been hard to come by this season. Benitez taking all the way. Cutter at 85 from Bakkenstedt. Fastball's been 90-91. Touch 92 on the strikeout of Benitez. Cutter 85-87. Benitez slightly open from the right side. Righty-righty pitch, chasing in the dirt. Good curveball from Bakkenstedt. Benitez has been very trigger-happy this season, chasing fastballs up and breaking balls down and out. His numbers have been solid when he makes contact, hitting over 260 this year. But the strikeouts have been a bit of a concern for the young righty early. Bakkenstedt looking to escape with the lead still intact. 2-2 on Benitez. Fastball hit him. Got him on the left bicep, it looked like. Just above where the Evo Shield is on the front arm. First hit batsman of the season for the pitcher Bakkenstedt. And the bases are loaded once again, this time for Drew Compton. 91 off the inner edge. Benitez wasn't hanging over the plate, but he wasn't exactly looking to dive out of the danger either. Bakkenstedt's next pitch will be his 50th. 23 already in the inning. Misses outside with half a million. Cutter was away on Compton. Compton lined out to deep right field in his only at-bat so far. It was a good barrel. Playing closer to right center now in the edge for Connor. Up the middle. Base hit, and the Green Jackets are going to take the lead. Drake's going to score right behind McGee. Benitez going first to third. It's a two RBI single for Drew Compton, and the Green Jackets are back in front. Have to make the errors pay. That's what the opponent's been doing all week long. The Green Jackets get airlifted two errors from the Cannonballers here, and they've now put up three runs in the inning. Compton's two RBI single are RBIs 2 and 3 on the day and on the season. Men at first and third, not out of the woods yet. Verdung at the plate. Verdung first pitch swinging, a mighty hack. Puts it onto the concourse over by the souvenir stand out that way. Green Jackets second time through the order with help from the bottom third. being able to attack Bakkenstedt a little bit more. 0-1 on Verdung. Slide step pitch misses inside. Compton can run, but doesn't do so often. First baseman cleanup hitter DH tonight. He's in there for the bat more than the wheels. Good first to third type acceleration, but not necessarily someone you need to waste a slide step on. 1-1 to Will Verdung. A long hold from Bakkenstedt, and he'll pick over. He is truly concerned about Drew Compton right now. Bakkenstedt, 53 pitches and counting. Riley Fry's thrown 47 through his first two innings. Neither count is where the pitching coach wants to see it. 1-1, Verdung from the right side. Curveball misses high. Slowed the arm down a little bit and left it upstairs, 2-1. Verdung's hitting is slowly coming back along with all the defensive adjustments and learning first base for the first real time. Focus has been a bit scattered, but Verdung still putting everything he has into the bat. 2-1. Up the middle and knocked down by Bakkenstedt. Good reaction time on the bump for the righty from Iowa, but the damage is done. 3 runs for the Green Jackets in the top of the third, only one of which was unearned. They charge on to Bakkenstedt, and Augusta's in front midway through inning number 3.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number, even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16. Whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar. Highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar. More than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Riley Fry pitching with a lead for the first time this season. 3-2 in the bottom of the third. First pitch swinging Arxie Hernandez out in front. 2-3-4 Hernandez, Connor Pineda all due up against Augusta's lefty. Hernandez singled and scored in the first. Sees a sinker miss arm side wildly from Fry. Makes the ball and a strike the count. Hernandez 3-for-17 with 8 punchouts, but has hit lefties very well. Hernandez late decision to swing on a changeup. Trying to get everything to move away from the power righty. Likes to get his arms extended, but when he goes fishing, he can run into some trouble. Fry from the windup. Stands sideways, nods once, and comes home. Swing and a miss, perfect decision. Sinking fastball off the outside corner. Becomes the second strikeout in the last 4 batters and 3rd overall for Riley Fry. Fry 1 up, 1 down. Strikeout for the 2nd inning in a row to start off the day. Here's Caden Connor who had the RBI double to deep center field. Connor's hit lefties in the same side and match up well. Been able to stay on pitches, but that one he takes on a changeup. Connor can play left, right, and center, playing primarily right field this week. Has also played some first base. With Albertson Asian getting a night off, he's out in right today. 1-1, late decision to swing on a fastball. Fry Fry, after a lengthy start to the ball game, beginning to settle in a bit more. In front, the 1-2, and the 1-2 offering is downstairs. Second time through the order, Fry is mixing in that changeup a bit more than he had in the previous offerings. Former Milwaukee Panther coming home. Breaking ball inside, the sweeper left to the arms devices. And Connor has worked the count full with the cleanup man Luis Pineda on deck. Lefty-lefty. Connor pops it up into left field. Hooking towards the stands, Cade Kern, a long run, and right in front of the wall, he makes the catch. Not much foul territory, about two steps worth, and as soon as he crossed the line, Cade Kern makes the play. He did not drag the toe, so it is not a clean catch in the NFL, but at least it works for an out here. Got to get that second foot down, not in the college realm no more. Kern out of Ohio State, he knows a thing or two about good wide receiver play. Two up, two down for Luis Pineda. Fry low and outside with a changeup to begin the at-bat for Luis Pineda. Grounded out to third in the first. Fry delivers again, quickly chopped, high bouncer in front of the mound. It's called by Martinez. Fry hits the dirt, and Martinez able to fire on in time. A Baltimore chop that just died in the slightly dampened mud in front of home plate. And Riley Fry gets his first zero as a starter this season. 3-2 Augusta after three innings on an absolutely picturesque afternoon at the ballpark. Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Make plans now for Saturday, April 27th, as Augusta Sports League presents the Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park. A day full of over 100 beers, ciders, and much more, all included with your entry ticket. The best craft beers from the best national, regional, and local breweries around. Ticket information, a list of breweries, and details are available now at AugustaCraftBeerFest.com. The Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park, Saturday, April 27th. Get your tickets today.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Jackets back to work, top four. Noah Adcock Howith live with you on Green Jackets Radio. Available on greenjacketsbaseball.com and MILB's new First Pitch app. Re-updated MILB app, no more with the First Pitch branding. But if you're listening right now, you already know how to find us, and we appreciate you being with us here on a Sunday afternoon. Lake Hare Figueroa leading off, the only man not to hit in the third. First pitch misses outside with a cut slider, 1-0 from Bockenstedt. Figueroa, Kern, McGee, 6-7-8. Two righties and a left-handed hitter against Bockenstedt. Bockenstedt's command has started to go by the wayside here in the second time through the order. Back-to-back cut sliders missing low and away. Bockenstedt up to 56 pitches. Gixon comes home. Cranked to the opposite field and into the corner by Lake Hare Figueroa. Right fielder Caden Connor was way into right center field. It allows Figueroa to cruise easily into second base for a stand-up double to start the fourth. Figueroa really starting to swing a hot bat. Had been consistent. One or two hit games, one after the next. And now he's got four hits in his last six at-bats. Average continues to rise. That's just the second hit of the day for the Green Jackets, who put up three runs, two earned, with just one hit in that third inning. Error, fielder's choice, RBI ground out, a walk, and then the big single from Drew Compton. 3-2 on Cade Kern. Misses high. First pitch fastball above the letters. No action in the pen, but a couple different players down at the tail side of the Cannonballer dugout, at least starting to stretch out a tad. 1-0 to Kern. Watches the curveball circle its way towards the center to even the count. Kern reached on the error from the third baseman, Edric Felix. Kicked off the whole affair last inning. Was safe at second on an E4 and then came around to score on the ground out from Jace Grady. Big swing fouled back. Kern does not get cheated at the plate. Kern, McGee, Martinez at the bottom half. That's who set the table in the last inning. Now with a lead, looking to extend that margin of potential victory. Nishida holding the runner. Figueroa on at second base. There goes Figueroa. Late decision to swing. Throw on to third base. He overslid the bag, and now he is out. Dominic Romero waited to make the call until he saw that Figueroa was off the base. The only issue with that call is the fact that the tag was no longer there when Figueroa overslid the bag. He did slide past, but Edric Felix had already taken his hand off the glove. Regardless, they're going to call it a caught stealing and an out number one. Figueroa, not the best jump, a bit of a slide step, but that erases the threat nearly as soon as it started. It was strike three on Kern as well, swinging, so a strike him out, throw him out, double play. From a man at second, nobody out, to nobody on, two out. In just one pitch, Cam McGee takes a ball down low. Dominic Romero's whole demeanor changed. You could see how excited he was to punch out the runner when he saw the slide go out past. He practically leapt into his call. Winston Sawyer did not agree. Curveball outside, 1-1. Dominic Romero was behind the play, didn't get a good angle of look at it. We had a separate angle, and it was hard to tell even from our vantage point when the tag came off. Figueroa had clearly slid past the base, but by the time that was recognized, there was no framework of a tag inside 2-1 on Cam McGee. McGee at third base today, looking to revitalize the rally, and a squib shot down the third base line and picked up foul by Edric Felix. Felix just flips it towards the Green Jacket dugout, just making sure it stays out of play. Count goes 2-2 on McGee. McGee was egregiously out in front of that curveball. Taking his time. That caught stealing. Not only does it curb some of the momentum for the Augusta offense, add some back to Bockenstedt, it also keeps his pitch count a little bit lower. Bockenstedt at 66 pitches. See how much longer he'll be allotted to go. 2-2 on McGee. Fouled away. He'll throw at least one more here in this half. Some of the elder players on this roster, the guys that came into this organization after being drafted out of college rather than out of high school or through the international free agency program, have been a bit more mature at the plate, unsurprisingly. Breaking ball ended up behind McGee, ball three. Count goes full. See a few fewer chases from the guys that came from the college ranks. McGee was very young for his draft class, just two D1 seasons before he was popped last year. Showing off some veteran maturity. 3-2, swung on, strike three. 8 Ks in four frames, but a deficit for the Cannonballers. Face the minimum in an odd direction, but we're midway through the fourth, and Augusta leads 3-2.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Good game on an even better day. 80, sunny, and the smell of popcorn and sunscreen wafting its way through Atrium Health Ballpark. Green Jackets leading a close affair 3-2. Three runs, two hits, an error for the Green Jackets. They've left on a pair. Two runs, four hits, two errors for the Cannonballers, having left on two in three innings as well. Cannonballers at the middle of their order for the second time. Hogan Gonzalez Kane, 5-6-7. Matt Hogan ended the first with an unassisted ground out to first base in Drew Compton. Riley Fry back pitching. First pitch sinker to the outside edge, 0-1. Time is called. Patrick Leland exits the third base coaching box, but there was a ball on the field. Looks like it came from the reliever down the line for the Green Jackets, starting to toss. Can't get a clean look at who it is. Fry back to work and fires into the outer edge, 0-2. Continuing to pump away from the left-handed hitting Matt Hogan. Going glove side and firing across. Hogan calls time. Fry doesn't leave the rubber. Staying stock still until the ball's put back in play. Now he delivers. Sweeper popped up behind third. Cam McGee making the call behind the shortstop spot. Now he drifts over to his left and makes the catch. Hogan was running hard to his credit. McGee was battling the sunshine on an afternoon affair, but made the play. Juan Gonzalez, the catcher, looking on a strikeout, the first of three victims so far in this game for Riley Fry. Looking to avenge himself from that second inning miscue. Gonzalez, a nice caught stealing, his first of the season when Figueroa overslid third base on the strike him out, throw him out double play in the fourth. 0-1 pitch flown into right field, dying quickly off the end of the bat. Grady started one step out, now a few steps in to make the catch. Two up, two down. Riley Fry has now set down the last six men that he has faced. Dating back to the last out of inning number two, Mikey Kane doubled and scored in that second frame. Gonzalez, very frustrated, slams the helmet and punches into the stanchion. Less than amused with his current performance offensively. Fastball to the inside corner. There was the sinker that ran back to the inner edge. Fastball's been 87-89. Couple 90s in and out of warm-ups for Riley Fry. Sweeper fouled back, 0-2 on Mikey Kane. Fry was a freshman all-conference in 2021. Immediately came in as an impact arm for the Milwaukee Panthers in the Horizon League. And really never took his foot off the gas, just taking the ball and giving them a chance to win. That's what he's done today, and he continues to do so. Tipped into the mitt by Mikey Kane. Seven straight set down. Four strikeouts for Riley Fry. 3-2 Green Jackets after four.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rate, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Bryce Collins is the man moving in the pen for Kannapolis, but at least for now, it's Bockenstedt to go back out for inning number five. Bockenstedt so far, 3 runs, 2 earned, has given up just 2 hits and has struck out 8 in 4 innings. Very solid day after taking a loss in his opening debut. He's attacked righties very well, and he'll see a righty and then 2 lefties. Martinez then back to the top for Drake and the switch hitter Grady. 69 pitches, 47 strikes. Pitch count has been about 75 for Arms on their second start, so we could see Collins in a hurry. First pitch to Martinez is a curveball at eye level, 1-0. Martinez struck out looking in his only at-bat so far. On a call he did not agree with. 1-0 to Martinez, chopped to third, 2-hop, and off the glove of Felix again. Got caught in between on that short hop. Had to either come up an extra step and get it or wait back. He kind of shuffled the feet, and getting caught in between, one of the worst feelings you can have as an infielder. It'll go down as an E5, the second of the day on Edrick Felix. Leadoff man on. This is how the Green Jackets began their run, scoring a fair in the third, put up all 3 runs in that tertiary inning, and it started off with an E5. Isaiah Drake looking to do some damage. Takes a fastball up and inside. The center fielder leans out of danger. Drake, a strikeout and a walk today. He had 4 Ks and a walk yesterday. With the day off on Friday, he hasn't put a ball in play since Thursday when he had a hit. Chase is an off-speed in the dirt, 1-1, just lunging out in front on the curveball. Curveball started at the knees and then fell off the table. Doesn't usually start it that low, but Bockenstedt makes do with what he has. 1-1 on Drake, short lead at first for Martinez, the catcher. Being held on by Mikey Kane. Long hold for Bockenstedt, and time is called by Isaiah Drake. Bockenstedt mixing his timing up to mess with both batter and runner, and that burns the 1 allotted timeout given per at-bat for Isaiah Drake. So he'll be stuck in the rotation and the rhythm for the rest of the AB. 1-1. Fastball popped up into left field, hooking towards the line, giving chase, and it is foul in the corner. Beyond our line of vision as the pavilion seats down the left field way kind of jut out there. Aguero disappeared into the shadows, and in that limited foul territory, it found a home. Green Jackets do still have a righty throwing in the pen. Don't have a guaranteed look on who it is. We know Collins is throwing for the Cannonballers. Might be Dylan A. Tell you when it happens. 1-2, they'll pick over prior to the pitch to Drake. Martinez back with a dive. Connor Justice asked for time from field umpire Dominic Romero. Dusting off the runner Martinez, making sure he's all good to go. Got in his ear very briefly. 1-2 to Drake. Fastball fouled away. Able to get the hands there in the nick of time on a high fastball. Good setup pitch. 91 at the top of the zone. See if they want to go curveball off of it. Juan Gonzalez, the catcher, a long look into his own dugout. Some form of nonverbal communication with the pitching coach Hickman. Still 1-2 to Drake, fifth pitch of the AB. Bockenstedt delivers, check swing, they'll go out to second base, and he did go, says Dominic Romero. 9 strikeouts so far and counting for Bockenstedt. Isaiah down swinging for the second time today. Drake just losing his confidence up there. Really has to get out of his own head. Jace Grady in with 1 on and 1 out. First pitch catches the outside corner from the right-hander Bockenstedt. Grady has struck out and has an RBI ground out 0-for-2 with that RBI. Holds firm, now picks over. Bit of an excessive weight. Gonzalez in with a dive. Bockenstedt at 77 pitches. Got to figure Collins is about ready. Next base runner would bring the manager Leland out of the mound, but if he can get out of this inning unscathed, he could be his to finish. Fastball away. Evens the count at one. Grady, good gap-to-gap power, can put the ball to all fields, especially from the left-hand side. A lot of open space in the cavernous corners. Runner starts and stops to go. An unintentional pitch out. A quasi-slide step from Bockenstedt. And then Bockenstedt had a pitch high and outside that the catcher Gonzalez came out of the crouch. Martinez had shut it down well before that, though, just maybe playing some mind games with the battery. 2-1, Martinez shortens up the lead. And it looks like time was called by the catcher Gonzalez. Batter and pitcher both stepped out and off respectively, so everybody was making sure who initiated the stoppage. Grady in a plus count. Another pick over on Martinez. Alexander Martinez does not have a steal attempt. And that's his third pickoff attempt. That's a new rule for the Carolina League this year. It's just like what the majors implemented last season. If you're going to pick over more than twice, you have to get him on the third. That counts as a balk, and so he goes on to second base. Second balk called of the day on Jake Bockenstedt. Those reset now with the runner at second base. 2-1 curveball. Grady hammers his bat through the zone, but finds naught but air. 2-2. So Martinez, by virtue of drawing the attention of Jake Bockenstedt, moves up to second base despite never attempting the steal. He's up 90 feet. It's up to Grady to move him further. Two balls and two strikes. Good job holding up on a curveball. Old school 12-6. Kind of looks like the Adam Wainwright curve that dominated the NL Central for so many years. Not a lot of velocity. It just floats in there, but it spins so tightly. Falls off a cliff as it approaches the place to swing at. 3-2. Driven high and deep into right field. Back towards the wall. Connor looking up, and that ball is gone. A moonshot for Jace Grady. Two-run blast over the concourse in right field. Grady's first home run of the summer, second in as many games for the Green Jackets, and it's 5-2. .99 off the bat, don't have the distance picked up, but that ball was crushed. High fastball, Grady gets on top of it for the two-run blast, and that's going to end the night for Bockenstedt. One pitch too long, the balk. And then the bomb. Two runs in the frame for Augusta. Collins coming on to throw. A solid day ends in disappointment for Jake Bockenstedt.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Final line for Bockenstedt, 4 1/3, 3 hits, 5 runs, just 2 earned, a walk in 9 Ks, and his day ends on a 404-foot blast from Jace Grady. Diego Benitez will be the first man to face Collins, who steps in for the second time on the rubber this week. Bryce Collins facing the Green Jackets. First pitch fastball at 95 from the right side. Collins out of LSU struck out 5 of the 6 batters he faced earlier in the week. Back in the opener on April 9th. Delivers on the inside corner and finds the edge. 0-2. Fastball, curveball, and gyro ball for Collins. Primarily just throws the first two. All told, 4 scoreless innings with 3 hits and 8 Ks for Collins out of the pen this year. Fastball lined up the middle. Nishida was paid that direction, and he makes the play. Nishida going that lay, and to his right side makes the catch. First man of the afternoon set down for Collins. 2 out, 2 in for Drew Compton. Compton had a 2 RBI single in the third, also lined out to deep right field in the second. First look at Collins, misses just inside. Compton 5 for 16 with 2 runs driven in this week. 3 runs, excuse me. Fastball 94-95 with good carry for the righty Collins. Mixes in the curveball there and finds the top of the zone. 76 with good spin at the top. Good velo differentiation as well. Compton slightly open from the left side. Another switch hitter in the order. Fastball at the knees, 1-2. Couldn't pull the trigger. Curveball high, fastball low. Changing the eye levels well. 1-2 as Collins looks to go back to the offensive for the Ballers. Misses down. Spun off of the fastball at 94. Cannonballers will have Felix Aguero and Nishida 8-9-1 due up, and there have been a multitude of relievers going, so the night is very likely finished for Riley Fry, having already thrown enough pitches. Softly hit to second, another chance for Nishida. He'll glove and sidearm toss it over to first base. Back-to-back groundouts to second, induced by Collins. 2 more added on the big fly. From the switch hitter, Jace Grady, 5-2, halfway through the ballgame.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Make plans now for Saturday, April 27th, as Augusta Sports League presents the Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park. A day full of over 100 beers, ciders, and much more, all included with your entry ticket. The best craft beers from the best national, regional, and local breweries around. Ticket information, a list of breweries, and details are available now at AugustaCraftBeerFest.com. The Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park, Saturday, April 27th. Get your tickets today.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Riley Fry does exit the ball game prior to the fifth, so he will not be the pitcher of record. He cannot lose or win. He's replaced by Adel Delaney, who's making his second appearance of the season and first in 7 days. Line for Fry final, 4 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, no walks, and 4 Ks. Adel Delaney, fastball, slider, and changeup for the righty out of the Dominican Republic. Went 2 2/3 scoreless with 3 strikeouts and a walk in the win against the Columbia Fireflies last Sunday. Delaney signing back in 2020, stands 23 years of age, and he'll face Edric Felix to start off his afternoon. First pitch from the righty, Delaney, is cut through, on the slider outside. Felix pushes the bat through the zone to no avail. Green Jackets have scored five unanswered after the Cannonballers put up one in each of the first two innings. Slider again to the outside corner. This time no swing, but still a strike, and Felix is behind the eight ball. Breaking ball 86-88 from Delaney. Fastball being the mid-90s. Fun arm to watch when he's in the zone. Slider just below it. Triples up on the off-speed. Makes the count one and two. Eight games, three starts in the FCL last season. Six of his eight outings went for multiple innings. So he can show you longevity. On the ground, sliding stop to the glove side by Verdung. Delaney has to cover, reaches back, and touches the bag. Nice play between Verdung and Delaney. Showing athleticism on both sides of the play. Felix is retired. Alvaro Aguero, the last man to reach base safely, comes to the plate. Aguero had the RBI single that brought home the most recent Kannapolis run. Scored Mikey Kane after his double. What would have been a bang-bang play at the plate had it not been cut off by the third baseman. He'll take a first pitch cut into shallow center field. Drake sees it, stands underneath, and now he lost it at the last second, and it fell right next to him. He was fighting the daylight for it. It seemed like he had it looked, and then at the last second, he completely lost it, and it falls right next to him. It's going to go down as a double because he never actually made contact with it, so it's officially a two-for-two day for Aguero. The 11 o'clock start we had here Wednesday for Education Day was overcast all afternoon, so fighting the sun for the first real chance out in center field for Isaiah Drake. Tough play to make, and he could not do so. Fastball to Riku Nishida, misses outside. Delaney takes a look at second, comes home and misses out. Hit in the only game which he did not start. That was the first Green Jackets win of the series on Friday. On the ground is short, could be two. Benitez to Figueroa, jump throw is wild, and pass first base. That allows the run to come home and score. Figueroa got there a little bit late, had to throw across his body to go for two. It'll be a fielder's choice and an E4, and that'll bring home Aguero. Nishida is out at second for out number two, but Hernandez is on at first on the fielder's choice. The error is what brings home the run. Arcee was likely going to be safe regardless. Ballers do cut into the deficit. It's 5-3. Kannapolis still out hitting the Green Jackets. 5 runs, 3 hits for Augusta. 3 runs, 5 hits for the Cannonballers. The inverse has the lead for now. Change up low and away to Caden Connor, who is the tying run at the plate. Bottom five on a Sunday afternoon. Sun still high in the sky, as you saw by the fly ball out to center field for Drake. Outside corner or a little bit past it, 2-1. Even the scoreboard thought it was a strike. Now it's 2-0. Connor stands deep in the left-handed batter's box, waves at a pitch below the knees, 88 on that cut fastball. Hernandez has slowly increased the duration of his lead over the course of this at-bat, being held on by Verdung at the front of the bag. Delaney very slow to the plate, to second for one on the fielder's choice. Figueroa goes the easy way to Benitez, and that's the third out of the inning. Lakehair able to make right back up for it. Ball seems to always find you after an error, and he's up for the task, but an unearned run does come across on the throwing error from Figueroa. Cannonballers get one back, 5-3. After five.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet.
Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Wilver Dung leading off against Bryce Collins. Collins back for his second inning of work. First full inning, got the final two outs of the fifth. First pitch to Verdung misses down with a fastball at 94. Will has struck out and grounded out to the pitcher. Verdung drafted in the 13th round of last year's draft by the Atlanta Braves. Takes a fastball away 2-0. Signed him away from a commitment to Southern Mississippi. He was an All-American, All-Region at Itawamba Community College in Fulton, Mississippi. And then an all-star in the Coastal Plain League. Succeeded nearly every level he's played at the last couple seasons. Fouls this off the mitt. Two balls and a strike. Collins yet to allow a run through 4 2/3 across three appearances. Gone two innings in each of his first two. Could give you potentially more than that here. Breaking ball misses low on the 12-6 curve. Verdung in the driver's seat here. Second baseman Nishida shifts even further up the middle. Entire backside is open. Verdung thought about going that way. Instead can't pull the trigger. Called a strike on the outside corner. Fired the hands but did not finish through the zone. Counts full. Collins versus Verdung. Collins from the windup. Quick pitch. Inside corner, they'll appeal. He did not go. Just off the inner edge, Verdung ended up lunging out of danger. The body turned way more than 50%, but the hand stayed behind the line. Verdung's on with a leadoff walk granted by Collins. Just the first walk of the season for Bryce Collins. Struck out 8 batters out of the 14 outs he's recorded, including 5 6 outs on Tuesday against Augusta. Lake Air Figueroa has doubled and struck out swinging. He'll bat with Verdung on first and fouls it off the padding right behind home plate. Balls that get away, certainly destined for at least 90 free feet here. It's not an overly large distance from home plate to the backstop, but there's no cobblestone or heavy padding for the ball to bounce off of. There's an ankle-level neon blue pad that goes across the backstop from dugout to dugout, but the rest is just net. Breaking ball chopped off the plate, foul, 0-2 on Figueroa. Lake Air will use his timeout. Figueroa at second base today, has played short and third as well this week. Just showing off the versatility that's been so paramount to Braves affiliates and Winston Sawyer at the helm this season. Figueroa has played short more than he's played anywhere else. In the dirt, a great jump by Verdung. Ball ends up scooting a lot farther away than I think it was initially anticipated to by Gonzalez. By the time he picked it up, Verdung was already at second base. Textbook block from Gonzalez did everything he needed to do. But as he went down, it kissed right off the chest protector and rolled down the third base line. Verdung up 90 feet on the wild pitch, and he's in scoring position with nobody out. Talk about get him on, get him over, get him in. That's steps 1 2 already. Figueroa can be further productive here. Check swing. They'll see if he went around, and he did not on the appeal to Dominic Romero at second base. Counts 2-2 on Figueroa. Fans using the full 360 degrees of the concourse. Handful of families out on the berm on the left field wall. The bar in right center field is active as well. Fans of all ages and styles enjoying. Figueroa can't lay off the fastball at eye level. Judgmentally gesturing to himself as he walks back to the dugout. He knows not to swing at that one, but the fastball high has been kryptonite for a handful of Green Jacket hitters this week. The Verdung wild pitch gets Will 90 feet further. He's in scoring position with one out for Cade Kern. Kern reached on an error and struck out 0 for 2 with a run score this evening. Nishida holding on Verdung. Breaking ball misses up and arm side. Righty is throwing in the pen for Kannapolis. Now getting going in a hurry. 1-0 on Cade Kern. Long wait. Breaking ball misses outside out of the right hand of Collins. Bryce Collins was dynamic at LSU. Part of that squad that took them all the way to the national championship. Showed plus stuff when he was in the zone. The command was spotty at times down the stretch, but still found a way to be successful. Time called with Gonzalez going out to talk. Nishida comes in for the conversation as well. Nishida ends up sticking around a little bit extra to voice his support for Bryce Collins. Reassurances for the big righty while also simultaneously giving a bit more time for that righty reliever throwing in the pen. Don't have a full designation on who that could be. Breaking ball misses into Cade Kern. Three balls and no strikes after the timeout. First base is open. One on and a man at second. A walk and a strikeout so far, coupled with a wild pitch to begin the top of inning number six in a 5-3 ball game. Green Jackets looking to add to the lead. 3-0 fastball finds the outside corner, the very fringes of the black stripe. Kern choked up just a tad on a 3-1 count, still a hitter's count. Nishida gesturing back and forth. About a time player lack thereof. Breaking ball into left field, down for a base hit. A late jump for Verdung, and he'll be held at third. Throw comes softly into the cutoff man. Winston Sawyer being conservative. Verdung now walks it a little bit farther off as Hernandez walks the ball back into the pitcher. But it's a nice little knock for Cade Kern, although it does not bring home a run. Men at the corners with one out. And Patrick Leland is on the top step and ready to make a move. Hanging curveball. Even with the slow jump, it looked like Verdung might have the chance to score. Haven't seen the arm of Alvaro Aguero yet this week. And Sawyer opting to play it safe. So we'll take a break here on Green Jackets Radio. 5-3 Augusta leading and looking for more. Two on, one out when a new reliever comes to the mound.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar. Highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar. More than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
An inning and a third of work for Bryce Collins. He gives up a hit, a walk, and punches out a batter. All of them came in this sixth inning. And for the first time this season, Garrett Wright comes onto the mound in a non-save situation. Three games, three saves for the Carolina League leader. And the righty from College Station, Texas, steps on in a bit of a hold-the-line role. No telling how long he'll be asked to work. But if nothing else, he needs to get them out of the jam here and keep it close. First pitch to Cam McGee. Runner goes from first. A pump fake, but Kern is in safely. No throw from Gonzalez. Fastball missed outside at 95 from the hard-throwing righty Garrett Wright. With Kern going immediately, there's no longer the threat of a double play. Infield is in and swung over top of. Cam McGee can't lay off the curveball below the zone. Fastball, slider, curveball for the former TCU Horned Frog. Opting to attend Texas Christian rather than his hometown school of A&M. 1-1 on McGee. Check swing. They'll appeal out to second. He did not go, says Dominic Romero. And Arxi Hernandez, who's standing right in the shadow of Romero, gives him a long look from behind. Two-one plus count for Cam McGee, who's reached on a fielder's choice and scored. Also struck out today. 0-for-2 with a run. And he pops it up into shallow center. Arxi Hernandez out. Matt Hogan in. He's called off by the left fielder, Aguero. The runner is going to score from third. And no play at the plate. Aguero just came in and fired to third base. Runner does not try to advance. It's not an overly deep sack fly, but it does get the job done. McGee has his third RBI of the day. McGee brings home Verdung. Kern stays at second base. Here's Alexander Martinez. Green Jackets now leading 6-3, despite being out hit by the Cannonballers 5-4. Cannonballers have more hits and more errors. Looks like the Green Jackets at the beginning of this week. Slider pulled through on the string. Martinez comes up empty 0-1. Alexander Martinez has reached on an error and struck out looking today. 0-for-1 this week against Garrett Wright. Flown into right field. Off the end of the bat out to right center. Drifting back, Caden Connor. He makes the play in front of the track for out number 3. Garrett Wright comes in and gets 2 fly balls. 1 inherited runner does score. And the Green Jackets get the run right back from the bottom half. 6-3. The lead is 3 once again as we head to the bottom of the 6th.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
6-3 Augusta on top in the bottom of the 6th. here at Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis as the Green Jackets look to win three straight and potentially salvage a series split after falling in the first three contests of the week. Take a tour around the Carolina League. Handful of teams in action, including a couple that are doubling up. Carolina leading down east 6-2. Mudcats are three outs away from sweeping the down east Wood Ducks. Mudcats are 7-1 and counting, leading by four in the bottom of the eighth. Luis Pineda steps in to face Adele Delaney, and the first pitch misses outside on the cutter. Lynchburg leading the Frednats 6-2 in the top of the fifth. Hillcats have found their rhythm, on pace to win three of the final four in that series. 1-0 swung through. Pineda pulls off of the cutter away to even the count. Delmarva looking for their first win of the season. 0-8 Shorebirds lead 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth against Salem. Trying to salvage a game in that series up in the Northern Division. Misses low and away. Three straight cut fastballs to the glove side make the count 2-1. Delmarva getting a fantastic start on the mound from the righty Michael Forrett. Closer to home in the division, waiting on a couple games to kick off in Southern style. Slider cued foul 2-2. 5 o'clock starts for Columbia and Fayetteville. Myrtle Beach at the Fireflies, River Dogs at the Woodpeckers. Myrtle Beach will head home to host these Cannonballers on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Mudcats will come down south to check out SRP Park for the first time this year. 2-2 on the ground to short to the backhand for Benitez. Long throw and caught at ankle level by Will Verdung for out number one. Pineda retired to start off the bottom of the sixth. It brings in Matt Hogan, the center fielder who's 0-2. A ground out and a pop-up, one to each side of the infield. Green Jackets and Cannonballers both actively rooting against the Fireflies and the Woodpeckers, who are the two teams at 5-3 that stand atop the South Division. Never too early to wish a downfall on your opponents. First pitch pulled through by Hogan, 0-1. Green Jackets took two out of three from Columbia in the opening weekend. Got the first two before falling on the getaway day. On the ground, right hugging the first base line. Hops over the base. Verdung makes the catch. And in one half step, sets down out number two. Hogan is retired. Pair of ground ball outs for Adele Delaney. Brings up Juan Gonzalez, the catcher. Blake Wright will be going out for his first full inning of work. Not a soul down the right field line in the bullpen for Kannapolis. See if they can extend Blake Wright into a multi-inning role for the first time this year. First pitch fastball below the zone on the stocky catcher, Gonzalez. Gonzalez listed at 5'9", 195. Came over in a trade with the Toronto Blue Jays in 2023. Pulls off a breaking ball, evens the count at once. Gonzalez frustratedly punches the bat into the home plate and readjusts in the right-hand side. 1-1, Delaney always out of the stretch from the first base side of the rubber. It's a wave and a miss below the knees. One-two on Juan Gonzalez. Delaney looking for the 1-2-3 inning in the bottom of the sixth, and time is called primarily. Juan Gonzalez wants to reset. Cannonballer pitchers have gotten their swing and misses. Green Jackets not as many, but they've gotten a handful of ground balls and a lot of soft contact. Up the middle, Figueroa on the shortstop side of second base makes the throw, and safe is the call. Infield single for a hustling Juan Gonzalez. Ground ball hit the pitcher's mound and slowed down just a little bit. Figueroa didn't necessarily have the angle, but he got there before Benitez did, and now the two middle infielders communicate back and forth on whose ball that could have been. If Benitez takes that, all of his momentum is guiding him into the throw, potentially gets a stronger toss and a better chance at getting Gonzalez. Regardless, it is an infield single and two-out life for Mikey Kane, who chases a first-pitch cutter below the zone. That cut fastball from Delaney Not only does it tunnel very well with the slider, they look similar out of the hand. It has enough movement that for it to be your primary pitch, it still induces a lot of chases. In on the hands, flared into right field. Grady charging in, sliding, diving, and it hits off his body. He can't make the catch. He called off Figueroa, came sprinting in out of nowhere, and he slid and it hit him in the chest. We'll see how they score that one. Men at second and third now. It's a sliding effort, but not necessarily a ball where Kane makes catch. They're calling that a hit. We will confirm it is a double for Mikey Kane. His second double of the day, 2 for 3. Edrick Felix a chance to get some runs back. He chases a high cutter at 88. Hardest pitch of the afternoon for Delaney. Green Jackets do have a righty throwing now. Looks like it might be Zach Austin. Thought we'd see him today. Delaney, the 0-1, misses above the letters. Juan Gonzalez at third after the infield single. Mikey Kane at second after the two-out bloop double hit off the body of Jace Grady. Two on, two out. The 1-1 pitch to Felix. Chased out of the zone. Edrick Felix with his father in attendance for the first time this season. Father Edgar threw out the ceremonial first pitch, which Edrick was there to catch. Puerto Rican native family now living in Florida. Inside corner, called strike three with the cutter. Freezes up Felix, who goes down looking. His second strikeout of the day. First one given to Delaney, but he's through two scoreless innings. Back-to-back zeros for the big righty Delaney, and the score is 6-3.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lending. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Soaking up the rays at Atrium Health Ballpark, Noah Adcock Howarth with you and enjoying a beautiful Sunday. A couple hours from now back home, somebody's getting their green jacket, and the Green Jackets here lead 6-3. A strong start, first of the season from Riley Fry, and two innings of solid relief from Adele Delaney behind him. Three innings to go for both sides. Green Jackets, 6 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors, 3 left on base. 3 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for the Cannonballers, having left on 5, including 3 against Delaney. Isaiah Drake leading off the 7th. First pitch swinging fouls it over the press box here on the third base side. First time Garrett Wright has had to work a second inning of offense. Every appearance he's had so far this season has been a 3-out save. 0-1 finds the outside corner. Isaiah Drake trying to get himself back into a proper rhythm. It's been nothing but strikeout and walk over the last 2 days. Behind 0-2. Foul tip off the body of the catcher and to the backstop. Isaiah stays alive on a three-quarter swing. Got jammed on a fastball at 95 up and in. Right, 3 strong seasons at TCU. Worked 29 innings in 21 games before being signed as an undrafted free agent. So you do know that he has that ability. Another check swing foul ball. There's 97 on the gun. Hardest pitch of the week by either team. Wright just dialing up. For as successful as high fastballs can be, generally the hardest pitches that get thrown tend to be at the knees or below because you can follow through and get the extension. Breaking ball, spun down the first base line, foul by Drake, who's doing a good job of staying alive here. 3 seasons as a reliever for TCU, including 2 as the closer, 5 saves in each of his last 2 seasons. Career ERA of 3.34 with the Horned Frogs of Texas Christian. Still 0-2 on Isaiah, 3 consecutive foul balls. Target is outside and misses low and in. 96 spiked down. Sometimes relievers lose a tick or two when they have to go sit down and then come back for a second full inning. Not right. Misses up. 96 again. Now 2-2. Drake will see an 8th pitch this at bat. These are the kind of things that build up confidence in the coaches. You know Isaiah wants to see himself win this battle rather than just a moral victory. 2-2. Misses outside and high. There was that gyro slider and a miss to the arm side. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Isaiah Drake. 9th pitch of the AB coming. Long hold and popped up into left field. Aguero in, Hernandez out. Aguero sees it and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Good battle from Isaiah Drake, but he only lasts so long. Flies out to left field. He's 0-3 today. And in steps Jace Grady. Grady had his first home run of the season, his last time up, just the 2nd by a Green Jacket hitter this year. Grady 1-for-3 with 3 RBIs after the 404-foot blast to the deepest part of right field. Chasing a high heater, 0-1. Able to split the difference between the bar in right center field and the Tower City Tavern that backs up to the right field corner. Curveball low, a ball and a strike. Wright working from the stretch, first base side of the rubber. Holds the black and silver glove at the belt. Coming home and misses away. 2-1. Wright, 17 pitches, 11 strikes so far. That a bat against Isaiah, the only long test he's had in the 3 hitters he faced. Came on, induced 2 fly balls at the bottom of the order, misses out 2 balls and a strike, now 3-1, excuse me. Got McGee on a sack fly and Martinez on a fly out to right field. 3-1. Late swing from Grady guides it into the netting above his own dugout. More movement in the Kannapolis pen with a day off tomorrow. Nearly everybody's available, including all the top arms. And Billy Seidel, who led the Carolina League in saves last season, is getting going. A couple of closers that have been the co-stopper so far here. On the ground through the first base side and a base hit for Jace Grady, who's got a 2-hit day. Grady really starting to heat up as the weather gets a bit warmer. If you can make it next week, supposed to be gorgeous all week long at SRP Park. Not a bad opening weekend at all last weekend. Did get a little chilly as the sun went down. But we're starting to get closer and closer to true baseball weather. And for those of you that are either tuned in or just keeping a weather eye on what's going on down at Augusta National, you know anybody who's there, it feels like heaven today. First pitch fastball to Diego Benitez, misses outside at 96. Billy Seidel now going much more quickly in the bullpen for Kannapolis. Grady a sizable lead at first, right around the cutoff at first base. Breaking ball, the bottom falls out of it. Benitez waves over top 1-1. Zach Austin and one other throwing double barrel in the bullpen for the Green Jackets. DeLaNay's day could very well be done. 2 innings of 1-run baseball in relief of Riley Fry. Delivery at the knees, called a strike on Benitez. Wright has been hunting that bottom of the zone with the fastball. And he found it there. X marks the spot, 1-2. Runner goes. Pitch up, bobbled slightly by Gonzalez, and then fires through, but not in time. That little sticking point getting it out of the glove for Juan Gonzalez prevented him from having a chance. Grady, good speed. He's got his first steal of the week. Green Jackets are now 10 of 12 stealing bases. 2-2 on Benitez. Fastball, check swing, popped out of play. Went three quarters of the way around. Fighting it off on the slider on the inside corner. Riku Nishida, the second baseman, holds Jace Grady on at second base, not going anywhere. Fastball served into center field, coming on and sliding to make a nice catch is the center fielder, Matt Hogan. Ball hung up a little bit of breeze moving out to right center field. That combined with the backspin kept the ball skyward, and Benitez is set down on a nifty little play from Hogan. Two outs and a man at second as the Green Jackets look to extend their lead in the top of the seventh, leading 6-3. Trying to split the series in the first meeting out of three series overall with the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Kannapolis at our place for six at the end of May. We'll be back here for the deciding three games on the back half of the All-Star break in mid-July. That'll be right after the excitement of the draft gets finalized, and I'm sure we'll have plenty of stories to tell you about the new cast of future Augusta Braves that'll look to make their way through Green Jackets baseball. First pitch to Drew Compton, misses outside. Compton 1-for-3 with a 2 RBI single back in the third. Green Jackets looking to continue to show off some power. Big lead at second base from Jace Grady. Curveball low. Not caught clean by Gonzalez, but it didn't escape past the back foot of Drew Compton. Grady's been trying to time up Garrett Wright since he got to second base. Combination of Hernandez and Nishida have been holding him on at various intervals. But with a left-hander in the box and the old adage of not wanting to make the third out at third, unlikely he's going unless he really has some kind of timing. It's not an overly large leg kick from Wright either, so tough to pick up. Breaking ball to the outside corner, 2-1 on the gyro slider. Compton waiting for the 2-1. Fastball hit towards second. Nishida backhand slide. It's off his knees and into center field. That's going to allow the run to score. Grady comes home, and it should be an RBI single for Drew Compton. RBI number 3 on the day for Drew Compton. And the lead is 7-3. Here comes Patrick Leland. Garrett Wright, in a non-save situation, gives up a run for the first time this season. Gets 4 outs, 1 charge to him. And Billy Seidel coming on to pitch when we get back.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Third appearance in 5 days for Billy Seidel, righty out of Duke University. Fourth appearance overall, and Seidel's had a strong line of success until his last outing. Gave up 3 hits and 3 earned runs in an inning against Augusta. That was on Friday night in the Green Jackets' win. All told, 3 runs in 3 innings, 4 hits, a walk, and a strikeout against Seidel, who goes sinker, cutter, slider, changeup. 2 outs and a man at first. Will Verdung will greet Seidel. Verdung 0 for 2 with a walk. Seidel from the stretch with a man at first. Runs in, and he hit Verdung with the very first pitch he throws. In at 92, and Verdung has a little bit of something to say back and forth with Gonzalez. Verdung appeared a bit frustrated. Gonzalez essentially told him to move on to first base, and then they were doing a little bit of staring and a little bit of jawing. Compton up to second. Verdung on at first, and now that the first pitch is out of the way, we'll see if Seidel can lock back in against Lakehair Figueroa. Figueroa 1 for 3 with a double. Misses inside. That one nearly caught a piece of Figueroa as well. Seidel missing arm side with back-to-back sinkers in the right-on-right matchup. Figueroa 2 strikeouts in the double. Big lead at second base. Outside corner with a cutter. Good job to work the other direction from Seidel and find the corner. Compton at second base had the RBI single that ended the day for Garrett Wright. Verdung at first after the hit by pitch. Both came with 2 outs. Green Jackets already 1 run in the inning. Slider opposite way to first. It's knocked down by Mikey Kane. He had to go substantially to his left, was playing away from the line. But the cue shot bounces back towards him, and he steps on the bag himself. Seidel strands a pair, one of his own creation, one from Garrett Wright. Green Jackets by 4, 7-3 with a new righty coming on.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
So Adel Delaney is finished after 2 innings, 3 hits, a run, a walk, and a strikeout. He's now headed back to the locker room. At first, we were worried there was an injury, but he is walking with the strength and conditioning coach. We thought it was Tom Adams at first that was escorting him to take a look. Instead, it's Jake Wynn, the strength coach. Regardless, it's Zach Austin on the mound for his second appearance of the season. First since last Sunday, he worked an inning and 2/3, gave up a run with a strikeout and 2 walks. Austin steps in, former UCF Knight, facing Aguero, Nishida, and Hernandez. Zach Austin, big righty, working out of the stretch, has a fastball, a cutter, and a slider. First pitch finds the inside corner. That appeared to be the cutter. Austin, a converted two-way player. Started as a two-way at Division II Thomas Jefferson in Philly. Went down to UCF as a full-time pitcher. Three-quarter swing, and without an appeal, Perry Swartz determines himself that Aguero went around. Alvaro Aguero, a single and a double. He's 2 for 2 with an RBI so far. Good day out of the 9 spot for Aguero, who's now 4 for 6 this week. Choked up on the 0-2. Austin slider in the other batter's box, and Aguero cannot lay off. A strong strike 3, and a pretty out number 1 for Zach Austin. The command has been spotty at best since Austin transitioned to being a full-time pitcher. You look at the stuff more than the numbers. That's how he ended up in the professional ranks. Signed as an undrafted free agent out of UCF last season. A lot of walks, but a lot of strikeouts as well. First pitch fastball to the outside corner on the leadoff man, Riku Nishida, who has grounded out twice and walked once. Austin up to 95 with that fastball. He'll traditionally be 94 to 96. And the wipeout slider. That pitch was behind Riku Nishida. Case in point. Austin was a talented player at TJ. TJU still had him using the full pitch mix. He just wasn't a full-time pitcher. Once he demonstrated in summer ball what the ceiling could be with some refinement, that's where UCF came calling. Fastball up and in 93. Austin began transitioning to full-time in the summer of 2022 with the Strasburg Express out in the Valley League. Then was fantastic in his pre-draft summer with the DeLand Suns in the Florida Collegiate Summer League. 2-1 on Nishida. Late swing fouled back. Nearly into the dugout of the Green Jackets. There was the cutter to the outer half. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Riku Nishida. Zach Austin from the first base side of the rubber. 6-2 righty. Comes to a stop with the bright red glove. Taps it once and delivers strike 3 to the backside corner. Breaking ball at 89. 2 sliders, 2 strikeouts. That's the first strikeout of the weekend for Riku Nishida. 2nd of the season in 9 games played. This is Zach Austin at his apex right here. Striking out Aguero, swinging, and Nishida looking both with sliders. Arxi Hernandez is 1 for 3. Steps in from the right side and takes a first pitch fastball high. 0-1 on the cannonballer shortstop. Who's 3 for 19. Played all but 1 game this week. Patrick Leland keeping the top part of his lineup very firm. Misses in with a fastball. Correction, that was the cutter at 92. Cutter backed up a slight bit on Zach Austin. Austin shuffles in and out of a stop and comes to a rest. Wave and a miss from Arxi Hernandez, chasing the cutter off the corner. Eyes lit up, thought it was a meat-high fastball, and then just rolled off the outer edge. 2-1 on Hernandez, wearing number 33. Infield shifting for the pull, and it misses inside, ball 3. 3-1 on Hernandez. Austin looking to avoid the free pass. Walked 2 in an inning and 2/3 last week and is only sharp. Austin, a deep breath in the 3-1 count. Comes home and gets a chase of what would have been ball 4. Off-speed pitch below the knees. The cut slider at 92, and Hernandez wants to reset himself. Overwhelming odds say Austin goes breaking ball here. He's looking to potentially induce another swing and miss on Arxi Hernandez. Target is low and away from Martinez. Austin delivers up the middle on the ground to second base. Figueroa fires to first in a 1-2-3 frame with 2 strikeouts for Zach Austin in his weekly debut. Austin a 1-2-3-0, and we head to the 8th on Green Jackets Radio. Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Make plans now for Saturday, April 27th, as Augusta Sports League presents the Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park. A day full of over 100 beers, ciders, and much more, all included with your entry ticket. The best craft beers from the best national, regional, and local breweries around. Ticket information, a list of breweries, and details are available now at AugustaCraftBeerFest.com. The Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park, Saturday, April 27th. Get your tickets today.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Billy Seidel will begin the eighth, facing 7-8-9 Kern, McGee, and Martinez. The Green Jackets look to add to their lead. Up 7-3, they've scored four in their last three innings. At least one run in both 5, 6, and 7. A lot of baseball going today. Green Jackets trying to get out in front and win their third straight would be the longest streak of the season. Push them up over 500. First pitch to Cade Kern. Check swing and fouls it off the bottom of the bat to make the count 0-1. Kern 1-for-3 with a stolen base. Extends his on-base streak a bit further. Seidel with an outside target. Misses inside but gets a swing, so he didn't hit his spot. But it's successful nonetheless. Tying up. The right-handed hitting Cade Kern. Kern, three straight games on base, looking to add to that total. Put something together in the top of the eighth. He will not do that, however. A slider off the outside corner. Kern down chasing on the first strikeout for Billy Seidel. Seidel, last year's leader in saves across the Carolina League, had a run in the first 2 months of the season where it felt like every day that he was available, the Cannonballers found themselves with a lead of three or less. He was called upon and did his job. The ERA ballooned at the back half of the season. Cam McGee now batting, takes a fastball below the knees, called a strike 0-1. Seidel works quickly and effectively, runs it up to 95 from the right side. Bit of a crossbody delivery, stepped off and dropped the arm slot. Slider misses in the other batter's box. A ball and a strike. For some reason, Perry Swartz just stepped up, stepped in between McGee and the catcher Gonzalez, and then stepped right back. Not sure if there was anything being said. McGee drives it on a line into center field, drifting back Hogan for the catch and out number two. After the leadoff hit by pitch with two outs in the seventh, leadoff as in first pitch and first batter thrown by Billy Seidel. Seidel's retired the last three he's seen. We'll take a quick family dinner here on a getaway Sunday. Look around the various affiliates in the Braves family of organization. Hudson Valley and Rome getting themselves a doubleheader. Rome walking off game one, 5-4 in eight innings. Game two set to get going in just a second. First pitch fastball to Alexander Martinez finds the bottom of the zone. Mississippi leading the Biloxi Shuckers 1-0 in the bottom of the third. Biloxi got the win last night. Mississippi trying to bring the Shuckers back below 500, even themselves up both at 4-5. Martinez flails at a slider 0-2. Gwinnett and Omaha scoreless in the top of the fourth. Huascar Yanoa getting the start. He was added late after a late scratch that could indicate a series of moves potentially coming, depending on what the big league ball clubs need. 0-2. Strike three. Seidel pumps his fist. Martinez down swinging for the second time today. Two strikeouts in a 1-2-3-8. Atlanta down 7-6 in the bottom of the eighth of the big league side, but we head to the bottom of the eighth here. Green Jackets leading 7-3. They're in front by four.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Connor Pineda Hogan, 3-4-5 in what could be their last at-bats of the week. Zach Austin going 1-2-3 in the seventh with two strikeouts and a routine ground ball. He'll head back out for his second inning of work and start off by facing a lefty. Caden Connor doubled to bring home a run in the first. That put the Cannonballers on top, 1-0 early. Since then, a strikeout, a fielder's choice, and a ground ball. 1-for-4 on the day. Connor, the right fielder, has also played some first base as another righty gets moving for the Cannonballers. Ballers trailing by 4 with 6 outs to work with against Zach Austin. See what Austin has in his second inning of work. First pitch on the inside corner. Cutter at 93. Austin likes using that cutter to left-handed hitters, trying to run it in, saw off the barrel, and induce weak contact and broken bats. Fastball outside, 1-1. Can't quite get a gander on who it is warming up for the Cannonballers. Now we get the turn and we can confirm it's Jesus Mendez. Sometimes you just have to speak things into existence. Wraparound swing from Caden Connor, fouled back into the twine. Quickly 1-2 on the first man to hit in the bottom of the eighth. Cannonballers headed to TicketReturn.com field on the water. They'll head out to Myrtle. Face the Pelicans, who are yet to get going today. Pelicans finishing up a 6-game slate in Columbia, where they've dropped the last 4 games. 1-2 on Connor. Misses high and outside. Fastball at 98 on the gun. Everybody a little ooh and ah as they look out at the scoreboard and see that big number. That eclipses what Blake Collins put up in the middle innings for Kannapolis as the hardest pitch of the week. Austin, a deep breath, looking to lock back in on the 2-2. Misses outside, easing off at 95. Slight overthrows on back-to-back pitches. We'll see where he goes on the 3-2. He's had his 2 to induce a swing and miss. Connor shortened up in the back of the box on the left-hand side. 3-2 from the righty, Austin. Misses outside, ball 4. First walk of the day issued by Zach Austin, second overall to Cannonballer hitters. Leadoff man is on as Kannapolis looks for a spark. Luis Pineda has grounded out 3 times to look to erase that. Pineda bouncers to the catcher, the shortstop, and the third baseman. Seems like a potential double play candidate. But he's late on a fastball. Actually, that might have been the cutter. Inside corner turns around, and Pineda's ready to go. Deep breath from Austin, a check of the runner at first, and a slider low and away induces a sword from Luis Pineda. Just could not stop. Such a hard breaking ball. Good velocity that eclipses some players on both these teams' fastballs. Right around the 90-mile-an-hour marker for Zach Austin. Has been as high as 93 on a slider. 0-2. Tipped into the mitt. Strike 3. Pineda goes down swinging for his first K. Third strikeout out of 4 outs recorded for Zach Austin. Slider 89 off the corner. Tipped into the mitt. 1 on, 1 out for Matt Hogan. After Hogan, it's four straight righties. See what he can do against the southpaw as a big gust of wind circles through the press box, upends just about everything in here. High leg kick from Austin and finds a fastball on the outside corner. 94 pulled off of by Matt Hogan. Hogan, two ground outs to first and a pop up to third. Hogan working to get out of an 0 for 3 day. He's 1 for 12 this week. The only one was a solo homer. Misses low, a ball and a strike. Three home runs in the last four ball games between the two teams, both of whom came into the week going homerless in their opening trio of contests. Matt Hogan had the first home run of the week over on Wednesday. Cade Kern yesterday and Jace Grady today. Pitch goes all the way to the backstop on a hop. Evaded the glove of Martinez. It's a wild pitch that takes away the double play factor. 2-1 for Zach Austin going against Matt Hogan. Grady and Cade Kern have each left the yard in back-to-back ball games. Green Jackets do not necessarily play at a hitter's park, but when the wind starts blowing out, as it often does right on the river at SRP, the ball can leave the yard in a hurry. Warm weather next week means a little bit more humidity in the air. A thinner sky for the ball to fly through. 3-1 on Hogan. Big lead at second from Connor. Fastball misses around the helmet of Matt Hogan. Second walk issued by Zach Austin. Gonzalez out to the mound to talk with Austin. And he will be joined by a visitor as well. Not the only one going out as Bo Henning, the Braves roving pitching coordinator, looking to lock in Zach Austin. And the first time that Henning's been able to see Austin throw in a live game action. Austin, Martinez, and Henning all getting on the same page as Perry Swartz comes out to break it up. Two walks and a strikeout here in the eighth. Green Jackets leading by 4-7-3. Seven runs, six hits, two errors for the Green Jackets, leaving on five. Three runs, seven hits, three errors for the Cannonballers. Three left on base and counting. Hasn't been a briskly paced game by any means. It was like a pre-pitch clock game. Not fully creeping along, but just a bit slower moving on a lazy Sunday. Juan Gonzalez in to bat. First pitch slider. He holds up on a check swing. Gonzalez singled off of Adele Delaney in the sixth. That was his only hit so far. Gonzalez is 1-for-3. Jackets would love to get out of this one and get out in a hurry. Breaking ball down, 2-0. Green Jackets will get on the road following this one. Take the three-hour bus ride back home to SRP Park and get themselves back into the comforts of home with an off day tomorrow. Minor league mandated stoppage day on a Monday before they host Carolina for a six-game set. Fastball misses just up and in, ball three. Now a righty going in the pen for the Green Jackets. One pitch away from walking the bases loaded. Zach Austin, a deep breath, and he shuffles to a stop. Have to figure Gonzalez is taking all the way. He is. Bat never leaves the shoulder. Cut fastball at 91 finds the inside corner. Mikey Kane is on deck. Two doubles and a strikeout. Good day out of the seventh spot for the first baseman. Big leads at both bases. Austin entirely focused on the batter. Misses in, ball four. So he's walked the bases full. Free passes to Connor, Hogan, and Gonzalez with one out, and the tying run is at the plate in the bottom of the eighth. Winston Sawyer thinking about it, but for now, he stays put on the rung of the dugout. Connor Justice barking out infield directions from the dugout. The batter is Mikey Kane in a huge spot. Righty still moving in the pen. It's L.J. McDonough. First pitch fouled away. McDonough's been very used to being thrown into hazardous situations in the middle of innings, so it wouldn't be a surprise that that's the man they want to call upon. But Austin is no stranger to a lack of command. So although he will do this from time to time, it's not uncommon for him to weasel his way out. 0-1 on Mikey Kane. Austin misses low, and the count is even at a ball and a strike. Kane 2-for-3 today, 3-for-16 with 7 strikeouts on the week against the Green Jackets. Bases full of ballers with one out in the eighth. Fouled back, high cutter. Hung up a little bit more than I think Austin desired, but it's strike two regardless, although it's not a mistake you want to repeat. Kane was on that one just a bit underneath it. Connor at third, Hogan at second, Gonzalez at first. 1-2 on Mikey Kane. Breaking ball, strike three. Swung through a slider for the fourth strikeout of the afternoon for Zach Austin. And now Winston Sawyer's out of the dugout. Before Edrick Felix gets a chance to see Zach Austin, Austin's day is going to be done. 36 pitches, 18 strikes for Zach Austin. 4 Ks and 3 walks in a high-octane performance. And a big spot for LJ McDonough when we return on Green Jackets Radio.
At WellStar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, WellStar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at WellStar, highly rated by fans like you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Well, that was Zach Austin. An inning and two-thirds, no hits, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. There has not been a ball put in play yet this inning, and Edrick Felix will look to change that against LJ McDonough. Fastball and slider, he's worked 2 games, gotten 4 outs with a strikeout. First pitch misses outside with the slider at 85. McDonough last worked in the opener against Kannapolis. It was on 5 days of rest, worked a scoreless inning there. 1-0 on Edrick Felix. Pulled through on the slider at 85. Felix, 2 strikeouts, 1 looking, 1 swinging, and a ground out to first base. He's 0-for-3. He's 0-for-13 this week. Boy, is he due. McDonough flutters home and misses high. Very herky-jerky motion from LJ McDonough. Seemingly steps backwards before launching the body forward. Limbs and body parts flailing everywhere before the pitches come to the zone. Looking to leave the bases loaded. 2-1. Cracked foul by Felix. Soaring into the clear blue sky behind home plate. 2-2. That was the fastball at 94. First heater of the day after 3 straight sliders. Caden Connor at third. Matt Hogan at second. Juan Gonzalez at first. All 3 of them walked to get there. There hasn't been a ball in play this inning. McDonough, the 2-2. In the dirt, ball three with a slider. Nowhere to put him. Everybody's moving on the delivery. Walk scores a run. Green Jackets leading 7-3 in the bottom of the eighth. Felix represents the tying run. McDonough shuffles to a stop at the stretch. Deep breath, delivering. Popped up on the infield. Benitez battling the sun up in the air, and he makes the catch for out number three. Use the glove, the hand, and the sunglasses to shade it away. But he makes the catch, and the bases are left loaded without a run coming home. McDonough tightropes out of danger, as he's done so many times already this season and across his career. Jesus Mendez coming on for the ninth to face the Green Jackets.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Make plans now for Saturday, April 27th, as Augusta Sports League presents the Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park. A day full of over 100 beers, ciders, and much more, all included with your entry ticket. The best craft beers from the best national, regional, and local breweries around. Ticket information, a list of breweries, and details are available now at AugustaCraftBeerFest.com. The Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park, Saturday, April 27th. Get your tickets today.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Billy Seidel works an inning and a third, hits a batter, and then retires four straight, including a pair of punch-outs in the eighth. Green Jackets leading 7-3, trying to down the Cannonballers for the third game in a row and split the six-game set to move above 500 on the year. Two 4-4 teams going toe-to-toe, and Augusta's on top by four. New arm is Jesus Mendez, making his third appearance and second against Augusta. Mendez from the stretch, a high leg kick, and he'll miss inside to Isaiah Drake. In at 96, Mendez fastball, changeup, and slider. Drake 0-for-3 with a walk. Continues to get his chances at the top of the order. Looking to break out, bounce softly to first base, knocked down by Kane. He flips to Mendez, bang, bang, play. And by the skin of the teeth, Mendez is able to get there in time and outrace the speedy Isaiah Drake to the bag for out number one. Jace Grady and Diego Benitez, the next two due up in the inning. Grady 2-for-4 with three RBIs. Had his first homer of the year back in the fifth. Singled, stole a bag, and scored in the seventh. That was the most recent run for either team. Green Jackets have scored 7-3 for the Cannonballers. Grady, switch hitter from the left side. Sees a fastball above the eyes. Mendez was hit around substantially in his season debut 8 days ago against Charleston. An inning, 5 hits and 4 runs. But went hitless in his lone inning of work this past Wednesday in the Education Day game. Settled in well and seems to enjoy pitching in the home confines. Grady swings through it, 1-1. Cannonballers will have Aguero, Nishida, and Hernandez, 9-1-2, working in the ninth, and for now it appears to be McDonough's ball game. Fastball fouled back over our heads. 1-2 on Grady, the right fielder, looking for his first three-hit day since arriving in minor league camp. Grady already added his third professional home run. Would like that first career three-hit day. Battling 1-2 against Mendez. And he stays alive. Fastball up to 98. Came in on the hands and then rocked back into the net. Some of these relievers, as they're starting to get more comfortable, those numbers on the velo board are only going to increase as the summer goes along. 1-2 again. Breaking ball misses inside. Slider to the glove side from the righty Mendez. Misses a little bit too far to the interior. 2024, the full season debut for Jesus Mendez. 16 games out of the pen last year in the Complex League at an ERA just above 4. Grady, the 2-2. Watches a changeup down at 91. Counts full. Benitez is on deck. He's 0-for-3 with a hit by pitch. Grady holds the bat out in front of him. Now circles it back as Mendez comes set. Holds the hands high behind the ear before dropping the glove down. Misses inside, called strike 3. Grady goes down looking. Gonzalez, a good frame, had to reach across his body. Was set up on the inner third. It was further in than that, but he's able to bring it back to the corner for the first strikeout of the day for Jesus Mendez. First strikeout of the season for Mendez. Two up, two down in the ninth. Diego Benitez trying to add to hitting ways. Benitez had his three-game hit streak come to an end last night. Inside corner with a slider, 0-1. By way of a walk yesterday and the hit by pitch today, Diego has now been on base in all 7 games he's played. Benitez and Luis Sanchez, the only men who have reached base in every single game so far this season. Sanchez getting a day off this afternoon. 0-1 from Mendez. Benitez pulls off of a fastball at 96. The relievers have looked good for both teams. High octane arms aplenty with Collins, Wright, Seidel, and Mendez all coming firing one after the next from the right side for the Green Jackets opponents, the Cannonballers. Augusta's had the soft tossing Adele DeLaine and the fireballing Zach Austin behind Riley Fry, who had a solid start to begin. 0-2, two outs. Benitez watches it curl to the inside corner. Strike 3. Mendez smiling his way off the mound. He sets down the side in order. 3 up, 3 down, and the Green Jackets come back out with a chance to tie the series, leading 7-3 as we go to the bottom of the ninth.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for the four out save. LJ McDonough back to work. He is in a save situation despite it being a 4-run ball game because he came on with the bases loaded. He started in that save eligibility and will continue for the duration of his outing. Zach Austin, an inning and 2/3 scoreless, 4 strikeouts, 3 walks, and now McDonough on to finish it off, facing Aguero, Nishida, and Hernandez. Strong portion of the crowd still sticking around, looking to weave their Green Jacket opponents onto a potential comeback victory. Kannapolis trying to get their way and escape a 4-run hole with 9-1-2. Aguero 2-for-3 today, 4-for-7 on the week. Made a key point last season in the Complex League, First pitch fastball to the outside corner at 93. Went from selling out for power from the right side to start attempting to hit for more solid contact. Average went up substantially, and it's carried over into this season. Slider low, a ball and a strike. McDonough only has fastball and slider. Fastball has a bit of sink to it. A lot of arm side run as well. It'll be 92 to 95. Breaking ball, 83-86. 1-1 to Alvaro Aguero. Into the mitt. And quickly 1-2. There was 94 running towards the bat of the right-handed left fielder. McDonough out of Florida Gulf Coast University. Former teammate of Edrick Felix, who he shut down with the pop-up to end inning number 8. McDonough, a well-traveled arm, also sent time at Hutchinson Community College and Wichita State University. Here's the 1-2. Popped foul, Aguero stays alive. Don't have a rotation set for either team when it comes into next week. Figure Cade Keeler, if he's not the first one to start, will be in that initial wave, one of those midweek ball games. He'll make his 2024 home debut. Slider low and away, 2-2. Keeler took a tough luck loss on Tuesday, not his fault. Ended up charged with 2 unearned runs, struck out 7 in 4 innings. 70th overall pick from the previous draft. 2-2 from McDonough. Slider on the ground to short. Benitez knocks it down, spins, and can't get the throw off. Don't think he ever had a full grasp of it. Went deep into the hole to keep it in front of himself. Would have been a highlight reel play had he gotten the throw off at all, but with Aguero running, even a strong throw didn't guarantee. It would have resulted in an out. Leadoff man singles, and Aguero is on for Riku Nishida. Nishida 0-for-3 with a walk, struck out for the first time in 6 games in the 7th against Zach Austin with a good backdoor slider. McDonough picks over. There's his first of 2 pickoff attempts. Aguero very quick over there. Certainly somebody to monitor. No balls, no strikes. First pitch to Nishida. Outside corner with a slider. Nishida covers the interior of the plate very well. He'll often just stick his bat out and try to spoil the outside pitches. They don't often get hit in fair territory, but he can cover when he needs to. 0-1, and on cue, fastball up and out. And it's softly served over the Green Jacket dugout to make the count nothing and two. Neither of these men, Nishida or Aguero at first, are easy to double off. Green Jackets will be happy getting 1 out on the ground, and 2 would be gravy. McDonough, the 0-2. Slider spun foul. Will Silva, a reliever inactive today, he has to go chasing that ball as it bounced into fair territory. Flips it to a fan, makes the kid's day, and heads himself back in. Job well done from Silva, not even on the field. 0-2, bottom 9. Green Jackets trying to make it 3 straight victories as they head into a highly anticipated clash with the Carolina Mudcats. Swung on, strike 3. Nishida got tied up in knots. Slider to the backside, and he could not make contact. Second strikeout in a row for Nishida, 3rd of the year. And it's the first K of the day for L.J. McDonough. 1 on, 1 out for Arxie Hernandez. Hernandez 1-for-4. Singled and scored back in the first. Hernandez out of Boni in the Dominican Republic. Just 20 years old. Been in the system for a couple years now. Takes that outside. Slider pulled to the glove side from McDonough. Nods the affirmative on the sign from Martinez. 1-0 on the two-hitter for Kannapolis. Spurred back foul, 1-1. McDonough originally out of Lansing, Michigan. Just slowly got further and further away from home and his college career went on. From Hutchinson Community College in Kansas out to Wichita State in the Jayhawk State as well, and then all the way to Florida Gulf Coast. 1-1. Fastball burns in through the top of the zone. Hernandez late on 92-mile-per-hour heater. Couple fans making their presence felt for positive or negative on a rapidly quieting afternoon. 1-2 on Hernandez. McDonough checks the runner and delivers outside. Martinez trying to bring it back to the corner. Maybe a bit more movement than he needed. But it was off the edge, 2-2. Caden Connor is next, 1-for-3 with a free pass. Aguero has shortened up his lead with two strikes. 2-2 in the dirt, ball three. Good blocking job by Alexander Martinez. Perry Swartz steps out from behind home plate to toss the new ball to McDonough. Allows Martinez to reset the straps on both the chest protector and the right shin guard. Infield is way hung over to the pole side. 3-2. Slider up the middle and through in between the split defenders. Looking to go first to third. Aguero, he's in without a throw. And the line is moving. 2-on, 1-out for the Ballers. Hernandez at first, Aguero at third, Caden Connor comes up, 2-on, 1-out. All the Green Jacket relievers are crowded down on the far side of the third base dugout. For now, there's no direction to get anybody loose. Einar Diaz, he's directing to Cam McGee. Trying to get the crowd fired up still here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Caden Connor, 1-for-3 with a walk his last time up. Slider misses just outside. A good look for McDonough, but a little bit too far off the edge, says Perry Swartz. Connor has 5 RBIs on the week, a team-high 9 in 9 games. Chops it to first. Verdung out to second for one, back to first, not in time. So they get the runner at second base. That brings the runner Aguero home from third. Hernandez is cut down for out number two. And Connor gets on, down to the final out. Second RBI of the day, fifth of the week, 10th of the season for Caden Connor. Two outs, man at first for Luis Pineda. 3 ground outs and a strikeout swinging. McDonough looking for his first professional save. Kicks and misses inside. Pineda goes hurling out of the way. McDonough was 1-2 last year in 6 appearances, 4 of which came with the Green Jackets after signing as an undrafted free agent. Wants that first save of the 4-out variety. Slider, check swing, did not go. Dominic Romero confirms that. 2 balls and no strikes. McDonough's thrown 25 pitches. 15 have been strikes. And now, just for safekeeping, Heomar Diaz is down in the pen to move. 2-0, short lead at first from Caden Connor. Slider, ball 3. McDonough takes the black glove off, adjusts the cap, trying to get a feel for the ball, looks out at the bullpen, sees Diaz going, and shakes his head slightly. 3-0 on Pineda. High leg kick. Down the middle for strike one. 93 center cut. Pineda was taking all the way. Tying run sits in the on-deck circle. Pineda can't extend the ball game here other than to pass the baton. Another one right around the jawline of Luis Pineda, and he's staring daggers out at McDonough. He'll be escorted down to first by Perry Swartz. Back-to-back fastballs around the eyes. And unsurprisingly, we'll have a meeting at the mound. Bo heading out to talk with LJ McDonough. There's been some jawing between these two teams since we first got here. Albertson, Asian, and Jacob Godman got into it at the plate, which caused the Kannapolis bench to empty on the first night of the 6-game set, when Asian, who was out by a mile at the plate, rather than pulling up or sliding, just put the elbow into the chest of Godman, at least in Godman's opinion. Godman gave him a warning. Asian said something back, and all of a sudden they were nose to nose. with a couple hit-by-pitches on both teams today. We've seen a little bit of animosity. Two teams will meet again at the end of May and once more here in July. Here's Matt Hogan, 0-for-3 with a walk. First pitch to Hogan after the meeting from Bo Henning. Finds the corner, slider at 85. McDonough has spun more than his fair share of sliders to both righties and lefties. Two on, two out. Tying run hitting, it's Hogan. Misses down, ball one. Martinez takes a look up and then asks for a new ball. It's Caden Connor at second base. It's Luis Pineda at first. Thought we might see a pinch runner for Pineda, but not yet. Wilbur Sanchez is on available opportunities here on the bench. One up. Popped foul. One ball, two strikes. Slider hooked out of play above our heads. And Hogan calls for time. Green Jackets have led by as many as four. They lead 7-4 at the current moment, but it's felt close for all nine innings. Annapolis has continued to hang around, keep it close, and now they find themselves down to the last strike, but with the tying run hitting. 7-4 game, McDonough delivers. Strike three swinging. It's the first professional save for L.J. McDonough. He gets the save, and the Green Jackets get the win. 7-4 the final. A little bit of a strange occurrence at the end of that. We'll wrap up what we just saw when we get back from the break. But the Green Jackets win the final three games of the six-game road trip, and they sit at 5-4. Kannapolis falls to 4-5, and Augusta able to salvage a series split, bringing that from the jaws of defeat. One more time, we'll step away and then break down this entire ball game and what we expect to see in the homestand. When we get back on Green Jacket Radio.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
So welcome back to Atrium Health Ballpark, ladies and gentlemen. The Green Jackets get the win 7-4. They're now 5-4. Your winning pitcher is Adele Delaney. Delaney gets his first win at the full season level. He's 1-0. The loss goes to Jake Bockenstedt. 4 1/3, 3 hits, 5 runs, just 2 earned. He struck out a career-high 9, but he falls to 0-2. And L.J. McDonough gets the save, allows a run in an inning and 2/3 with 2 hits, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. When we mentioned there was some strangeness post-game, immediately after strike three hit the back of the webbing of the glove of Alexander Martinez, he was rung up by Perry Swartz. He swung. There was no question about that. Martinez caught it, stood up, and tried to shake the hand of Perry Swartz, which nearly every catcher has done without issue, from Little League all the way up through semi-pro ball and into the retirement leagues. Perry Swartz just refused to shake the hand of the young catcher. He just nodded, held his right hand up in a closed fist as he was continuing to hold his call of the final strike three, and then gave a brief wave of his other hand to indicate that Martinez should go out and talk with his pitcher instead. So it was not a normal week in terms of umpiring. Neither side was very happy, which is how you know you're in the Carolina League. But very rarely will you see an umpire outwardly and overtly dismissive of a catcher trying to shake the hand. Final time of the game is 2 hours and 57 minutes in front of 2,687 fans here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 7 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for the Green Jackets with 5 left on. 4 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors with 10 left on base for the Cannonballers, who just couldn't quite take advantage of the plethora of opportunities they were provided with. Jace Grady has arguably the biggest day since he was drafted. Goes 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs, including just his 3rd professional home run. A 400-foot deep fly ball, bringing home 2 back in the 5th. At the time, that made the ball game 5-2, extended the lead up to 3, and the Green Jackets would never look back, ended up winning the ball game 7-4. Green Jackets got 3 RBIs from Drew Compton as well, who goes 2-for-4. With a pair of timely singles that brought runs home. Zach Austin was a bit wild out of the pen, but did strike out 4 and 5 batters without giving up a hit or a run. DeLaNay gets the win, and Riley Fry, it was only 4 innings, so he'll maybe get lost in the shuffle, but we simply can't let that happen, because Riley Fry, finding out right at the end of spring training, after being assigned to Rome, that he was going to be assigned here instead, as there were a series of pitching moves both lower and higher than the Rome Emperors that forced him to move down the docket back to repeat in Augusta. He fires 2 strong innings on Tuesday in relief of Cade Kuehler, then comes back as a starter himself today, and Fry goes 4 strong, 4 hits, 4 Ks, 2 runs, and gives the Green Jackets a chance to win, which is exactly what they do. A no decision for Fry, but he's very effective nonetheless. We believe Cade Kuehler will get the start against the Mudcats, and the Mudcats are now 8-1. Carolina, single-A affiliate of the Brewers, have done great things offensive and defensively. They haven't all been blowouts, but they've kept the games close, and they've found themselves on the right side of it more often than not. A handful of hitters that are just getting on base at very high clips and providing the offense chances to lock in and do something special. Mudcats will come to SRP for 6, starting on Tuesday at 7:05 and rolling through Sunday afternoon. Green Jackets have a host of exciting things at the ballpark, a handful of drink specials, Thirsty Thursday, the first one of the year. Teacher Appreciation Night coming down, a couple reading program days. Dinosaur Night for the Junior Jackets Day on Saturday or Sunday afternoon. Animatronic dinosaurs and dinosaur exhibits all throughout SRP Park. And a whole lot more excitement, including the Green Jackets 2024 team photo giveaway, where in addition to our usual Saturday and Sunday potential autograph signee invitationals, the entirety of the Green Jackets roster will be out signing those team photos for whoever wants to get a piece of these future brave big leaguers. Take one last look around the Carolina League. Charleston and Fayetteville about to get going. Myrtle Beach and Columbia about to get going, but everybody else either final or finalizing. Delmarva is on the board. They get their first win in 9 tries, down the Salem Red Sox 4-1. We mentioned the Mudcats are now 8-1. They beat Down East 6-4. And Lynchburg leading 7-5 in the 9th inning against the Fred Nats. For the Cannonballers, they'll now head out, look to get back on the right side of 500. They're 4-5, and they'll be at Myrtle Beach, who are looking to improve to 3-6 if they can knock off the Fireflies momentarily. That does it for us here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Time to get on the road and get ourselves back home. We've got Masters to watch, and so do the rest of you. Enjoy a fantastic day. Whatever you do, do it outside and do it with the people you love. What a better way than to go through the first road trip. 3 straight wins to end the week. Green Jackets, weekend warriors. Take W's on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and they're back on top. They win 7-4 tonight, and they are 5-4 overall this season. See you Tuesday evening. Radio, live on greenjacketsbaseball.com and on the MILB app. And we will be broadcasting the video on that home game, as we do for all 66 home games, on Bally Live for free and on the MLB app, the MLB at Bat app, and the MILB app. MILB First Pitch, MLB TV. There's a lot of ways to watch and plenty of ways to listen in as well. So however you choose to join us, we'll just be happy to have you along. And tickets are available. Come out and see the ballpark. It really is a crown jewel. I've been Noah Adcock-Howarth, and in just under 3 hours, the longest ball game of the season at 257. Green Jackets win 7-4, 5-4 on the year, and they take the final three from the Ballers. Have a fantastic Sunday, and we'll see you in just a couple days.